Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Federal judge in Portland, Oregon is tying the hands of federal agents by blocking them from deploying tear gas against anti-ICE rioters. Similar ruling issued by a federal court recently for Minneapolis was eventually struck down. Latest government shutdown is over. Federal agencies funded through September, except for the Department of Homeland Security, which gets just 2 weeks of funding while lawmakers debate ICE reforms. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the agency's work is crucial to public safety.
We make the plea and the demand that the governors and the mayors in these blue states and blue cities participate with federal law enforcement so that we have a safer environment in which to enforce federal immigration law. It's very, very important. It's something the American people demand and deserve. We'll go forward now. We think the next 2 weeks will be critical, but I hope that they will not keep that funding in suspense because it's too important to the American people.
The Clintons have finalized their agreement to testify in the House Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. Hillary Clinton will testify on February 26th, and Bill Clinton will appear the next day. It will mark the first time that lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. Both Clintons have said they had no knowledge that Epstein was sexually abusing underage girls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has gone on record as opposing sex change surgeries for minors, recommending to its 11,000 members that they delay such surgery until a patient is at least 19 years of age. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures positive. Dow futures are up 143 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And several things as we get underway. There's a big wreck on I-83, apparently just north of the state line on the Pennsylvania side. And the word is right now, both sides of 83 are closed in that area around exit 4. So we're trying to confirm that. But if you're heading north and you're moving up from Parkton, you're going up from Hunt Valley and you're getting up around the line, be prepared. You'll have delays there. There's a wreck coming south on Route 29 near the ramp at Route 100. And about 20 minutes ago, we had what appeared to be a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in White Marsh and 25 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution, with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent snow. And no injuries are reported following a Tuesday evening fire at a private school in Pikesville. According to a social media post from the Baltimore County Fire Department, crews were called to the school on Sudbrook Lane at around 6:30 p.m. for a report of fire on the roof and heavy smoke in the building. The fire department determined it was a gas-fed fire involving a rooftop HVAC unit, and the gas was shut off so crews could extinguish the fire. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 325. The pick 4 was 8973. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronten and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The grandson of Hall of Fame football coach Vince Lombardi has joined the Ravens. Joe Lombardi will be a senior offensive assistant, helping offensive coordinator Declan Doyle run the Ravens offense. Lombardi most recently served as the Broncos OC for the past 3 seasons and was let go by head coach Sean Payton after Denver fell short in the AFC Championship game. Meanwhile, Anthony Weaver, now officially the defensive coordinator of Baltimore, working under head coach Jesse Minter. Weaver telling WNYT in upstate New York how it feels.
Myself, entire family, ecstatic. My boy's 13-8, still really close friends there. My wife and I have a friend group there, and it's home. It's home. It'll always be home for me, man. So just on cloud 9 right now.
Weaver played 4 years for the Ravens, 02 through 05, returned in 2021 as a D-line and assistant coach. On the ice last night in Philadelphia, the Caps on the back end of a 2-2 against the Flyers. Philly on a wild power play, tied at 2 with 5 minutes to play.
Across for Brink. Brink the shot. Save, rebound. Oh, it didn't go. It's Konechny. Fired. It may have gone off the outside of the post. Here's Zegers back. Drysdale.
Jim Jackson had the call on NBC Philadelphia. Jamie Drysdale with the game winner passed to sprawling Clay Stevenson. Top shelf. Flyers would go on to win it 4-2 in Philly. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens poach a coach from the Steelers. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, February 4, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program today, we hear from Dan Cox. He made his announcement via Facebook yesterday. We've got that for you. Illegal alien victims speak out.
and hope Maryland Democrats and others are listening. But as of right now, their cries for help, their pleas have fallen on deaf ears. Maryland Democrats yesterday voted to let criminal, illegal aliens roam free and ban cooperation with ICE agents.
This is an emergency bill.
Senate Bill 245 is on third reading for final passage.
That means that as an emergency bill, it means it gets fast-tracked through the House and Senate, and where it passed both yesterday, and now the governor can sign it as soon as today. You don't have to wait until July 1st or October 1st, like many other bills wait until the end of session. This is an they tagged it an emergency bill because they want these criminal, illegal aliens to be allowed to be released back into the community. As you might imagine, the debate on the floor yesterday was fast and furious. And you hear from Delegate Nina Mangione and others in this montage.
But I think handcuffing law enforcement is the wrong solution. And for that reason, I'll be a no today.
Now, why would we put forth laws that make it more challenging and difficult to work with our federal partners to get them out? Why would we put at risk DHS resources to get them out of our neighborhoods?
I believe that all of us must put public safety as job number one for all of our constituents.
I'm happy to support this bill, Mr. President. I think it's needed, and it's a first step because this body is the backstop for what should have been done a long time ago at the federal level.
Yeah, a mixture of Republicans and then Democrats. You can tell the difference just by hearing what they say. And there we heard Delegate Mangione in there. But you would think the priority would be the affordability crisis that we're having here in Maryland. Retirees can't retire here. People are having a tough time making ends meet after the largest tax increase in history, after our vehicle registration fees skyrocketed. And, of course, now that we find out that our energy bills are going through the roof. And it's something that, what are they focused on? They focused on trying to stop federal agents from doing their lawful jobs as sworn in by the Constitution and, of course, the laws that have been passed. And, of course, Senate President Bill Ferguson, this was his baby. He's been one of the, he's got ICE derangement syndrome. He put it as his top priority and then tried to convince us otherwise.
One of our top priority bills, along with Senate Bill 288, that has really is focused on Maryland values.
Yeah, Maryland values. Maryland values meaning letting murderers and rapists and child predators and kidnappers and drunk drivers at all free on the streets until maybe a while. Normally, police get them after they've committed a bad act. Okay, ICE agents could take them right out of the jails and deported them before they could hurt anybody else here in the state of Maryland. Radical Marxist Gabriel Acevedo from the People's Republic of Montgomery County.
We have laws, we have due process, and in the state of Maryland, we won't be complicit in what we're seeing nationally.
Yeah, I love it when they talk about the Constitution, we have laws, when they vote to ignore most of it. The law is, under the Immigration and Naturalization Act, passed by Democrats, signed by Sick Willie, the law empowers ICE agents, and of course there's a Patriot Act as well after 9/11, empowers ICE agents to enforce the federal immigration laws, which, by the way, under the Supremacy Clause, take precedence over any state law as well. So we'll find out. There's going to be some court battles on many of these things, including the unmasking bill, which we'll get to a little bit later on. But I just wanted to sink in that yesterday the progressive Marxist supermajority soft tyranny Democrats have voted to let illegal alien criminals roam the streets in your neighborhoods, and that is a fact. 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And good morning.
Good morning, Chuckles.
Well, we didn't get any snow, did we?
No, not a flake.
Didn't see anything.
All the flakes are here on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
The breakfast flakes.
And what a botch.
With extra fiber.
Protein.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The northbound 83 and southbound 83, we can't see exactly where this wreck is because it looks like it's just over the line into Pennsylvania. So the word is right now, both sides of 83 are closed at exit 4, and the traffic going up through that area, of course, would have to move over and get onto York Road through there. So that's the word right now. Been watching the camera at 439 northbound on the Maryland side of the line. Haven't seen any big impact so far, but if that's closed, eventually that's going to be a problem for the northbound traffic. There's a report of a wreck on the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet. Interloop at Lockraven Boulevard. Traffic down the hill from Providence Road. If you're coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway, heads up through there. And there was a minor accident at the ramp from southbound Route 29 on to Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you today on this Wednesday hump day. Clouds are going to give way to sunshine a little bit later on. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloud, temperatures falling back into the upper teens. And right now, it's cold, but not as bitterly cold as it's been. Cloudy 28 in Glen Burnie, and it is 28 in Stevensville as well. And time for some one-liner news. Some segments of the NBC Super Bowl pregame show will be broadcast from Alcatraz.
Oh.
Apparently, they're going to visit all the NFL felons that have been convicted of crimes over the years. The NFL did announce the first regular season game next year will be played in France. So if you
France.
Like, yeah, if you like to snack on French cuisine while watching, try some buffalo frog legs. I understand they taste just like chicken.
My grandfather liked frog legs.
How about pig's feet?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It was just frog legs.
There's something about eating pig's feet that just never was.
You know where they've been.
Kelly Clarkson is ending her daytime talk show after its seventh season wraps up this fall. Mm-hmm. Bad news is Hillary Clinton might replace her with her own fashion show. Pantsuits and cankles.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
She and Bill are going to testify, by the way, before James Comer in Congress over the Epstein files.
How about that?
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yes, they're going to lie their ass off.
That's what they do. It's a joke.
Bill is coordinating his testimony on National Cigar Day.
Oh.
Massachusetts man used a blowtorch to melt the ice in his roof, wound up setting his house on fire. Now the guy's homeless. Worse than that, he's got no place to watch the Patriots again in the Super Bowl. Guess he's got to go to a friend's house or something. Country of Armenia is setting up a ministry of sex to ensure there's no unsatisfied women in the country.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a French thing.
Armenia? I don't know what to say.
Bill Clinton has to be named ambassador to Armenia.
Yeah, right.
That's a somewhat related story. White House has passed a bill to end the government shutdown. Now, I guess you had no idea the government was shut down. Did you have any pain whatsoever?
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible. Today is National Thank a Mail Carrier Day.
Because the mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you've got to get it out. But the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks, and it publishes clearinghouse.
All right.
A little homage to Seinfeld
Newman.
There. The godfather of shock rock, Alice Cooper. Happy birthday.
Alice Cooper. He invented the rock show.
And by the way,
he plays golf.
Alice leans to the right, too.
Yes, he does.
Politically.
He teaches Sunday school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a Bible study.
A lot of that was just
an
act.
It's my mom's birthday, too.
Oh,
she
shares
a birthday with Alice Cooper.
She does.
At Rosa Parks.
Yeah. Bizarre story. TMZ now has received a ransom note demanding massive payment in Bitcoin for the release of Savannah Guthrie's mom, Nancy, 3 days after her disappearance. That's just a really strange story.
It is.
Evidence of a crime at the scene. There's blood at the scene that she was taken. So, and you know, hopefully she's all right because she needs meds. She needs meds. Mm-hmm. And I guess they took her meds with her. Who knows? Another bizarre story. Jill Biden's ex-husband arrested and charged with murder of his wife. Boy, she can really pick him, can't she?
I know. I was thinking that.
First husband is now charged with murder. And, of course, Chairman Joe By the way, we have the numbers are in. Viewership for the Grammy Award show way down this year, especially with young people.
Yes.
You know, that's what happens when you wear ice out pins and you insult the American people. It plummeted 20% among young adults in the final year on CBS. So, good.
And the fact is, the show blows anyway.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Before all this, I
didn't see the whole show. I watched some highlights. I thought the Bruno Mars Open was good. But Cher, she's lost, man. She ought to just hang it up.
Right.
She was all
wandering.
Over the map.
Yeah,
she wandering. She wandered off, and then she came back, and then she introduced the wrong act.
Noah.
Freak.
He thinks he's funny, and he's not.
He is not funny. You know, I think you should be the MC of the Grammys, Chuck.
I can handle it.
I know you can handle it.
I think I would get Ricky Gervais and I up there together.
That would be a show, folks.
We would have a show at that point.
It would be. Native American tribe that once owned the land under singer Billie Eilish's mansion now sending a stinging message after she claims no one is illegal on stolen land. So she has $14 million mansion on that land. And now
what a freak.
Hand it over, Billie.
Yeah, please.
Hand it over.
You know, she's been remarkably silent after the Grammys.
I noticed that, too.
All right. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny has got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Now, I know people right now, unless you have to sell fast, are kind of waiting to time it for springtime. And now would be the time that you want to call Vinny, contact him, and he or one of his agents will come out, take a look at your home, talk about its status, whether it needs some staging. Once you agree on the asking price and the time frame, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will then buy it from you, and he will pay you in cash. And the reason why he can do that is because of this database that he's had, and it's not a proprietary, super secret. He just has worked really hard to build this database up, and you should be the ones that benefit from it. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or check him out at vinnysteele.com.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
One of our listeners, Sal, said he went by that wreck on 29 South and said everybody's off to the side at Route 100, so no impact right through there. Looking back here again on I-83, there's a big wreck just over the Pennsylvania line at Exit 4. The word is now from the Department of Transportation there, we're getting some more coming in, that both the north and the southbound side of 83 are closed. Now, if that's the case, the northbound traffic leaving, coming up from Hunt Valley and up through that area, will move over to York Road, taking the ramp at State Road 439. So just want to give you a heads up for that. And, of course, a lot of traffic commuting southbound through that same area would be on the same road. Still haven't seen any big impact. The report of the wreck on the Beltway Interloop near the bridge and down the hill towards Lock Raven Boulevard on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds give way to sun. Mid-30s for the high today. Partly cloudy. Back into the upper teens tonight. Right now, 28 and cloudy in the city. 27 in Parkville. We're talking about in the House, it was like 99 to 30-something. Wasn't even close, folks, where they have now banned cooperation with ICE. And, of course, the unmasking bill passing over in the Senate. The Senate wasn't even close. I think it was 32 to 12, if I'm not mistaken. I'll go back and look at it. But wasn't even close. And the question is, why did Democrats put this under emergency legislation? Because they want to blow this bill right through the Maryland General Insane Asylum, so people, you know, it's not as scrutinized as it should be. And again, this is going to have very serious side effects for Marylanders, as ICE now will not be allowed to go to jailhouses and pick up the criminals and detain and deport them before they're released back out into the community. And people are going, I'm telling you right now, people are going to be hurt and people are going to die as a result of this. We'll hear some of this in the next segment coming up in just a second. But Delegate Robin Grammer, he represents Baltimore County, Dundalk area, et cetera. I thought he had a great piece yesterday on the worry about no kings and all this other stuff. And he was talking about everything was being rammed through the legislation, how the affordability crisis is being totally ignored so they can get their Trump and ICE derangement syndrome bills through the General Insane Asylum. Here's Delegate Robin Grammer, Baltimore County.
For me, it's not the role of the government to tax us and then give us back our money and call that economic growth. And I feel we're so disconnected with what's happening in every district. Madam Speaker, I am the Lorax and I speak for the trees, and I'd like to speak for James Clydens from my district today. This is a post from social media. I'm a pastor in Dundalk and our church's BGE bill tripled. I decided to spend the morning calling surrounding churches and pastors. What I've heard breaks my heart. Older people resorting to eating cat food because they can't afford food. Cat food. Yep. Single mothers who don't know how they're going to feed their babies. Small churches having to close their doors simply because they can't keep up with the BGE spike. This is criminal. People are starving and freezing. We are so disconnected with what is happening in this state. You know what this feels like? Everybody likes to have these no kings rallies. This feels like this is the swamp. This is where the kings are. And we are subjugating those people out there. Talking about $5 billion subsidies for corporations. Unbelievable. And for that reason, we need to take the last seat. We need to give a political monopoly to the people who gave BGE a monopoly. I think this is one more constituency abandoned by King Moore, and I think maybe this is the day that Maryland voters walk away from the Democrat Party.
From your lips to God's ears. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. If again, with everything that's going on in this state, on the affordability crisis, from the retirees to the heavy burden of taxes and regulations and increases in fees and permits, to the fact that they put a $1.67 billion tax burden on all of us last year, and of course this year now, their priority is, because they're so Trump deranged, that they refuse to work with federal agents and keeping criminal illegal aliens off the streets. They could care less about how much they may get. But he's right. They gave BGE a monopoly. They gave it to them, gave it away. And now they have a monopoly on the General Insane Asylum. And that's the reason why they can get away with so much of it. I'm telling you, the direction of Maryland is heading towards California, or worse. Or worse. And California has been mired where people have... look, when it speaks volumes when you are number six in out-migration. That means people leaving the state, moving away. Young people, it's just not retirees, young people are leaving as well. They're having a tough time attracting some of the younger because they're going to Northern Virginia where the tech jobs are. Because it's the second worst place in the country to start a business. So you can't attract young people. You can't hang on to old people. And the people that are left here can't afford to live here. It is a fatal mix. And eventually, hopefully, people will wake up. But they haven't awakened in California or New York or Illinois or Massachusetts. People vote with their feet and they leave to go where states where they can live the American dream. That's not happening in the state of Maryland. You have a chance. You have a chance to affect change this fall. Let's see what happens. Coming up, victims of illegal aliens speak out. Maybe too late for, maybe the governor will be listening and will refuse to sign the bill, but and they could always override his veto. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's County will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent snow. A Frederick man has been sentenced on federal firearm charges. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, Jonathan Barkus received a sentence of 54 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to trafficking multiple firearms and unlawful possession of a machine gun. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and ATF began investigating on a channel on the Telegram app that advertised the sale of firearms and machine gun conversion devices. Investigators tracked a package to Barkus, and a search warrant led to the guns and devices, ammunition, and other items. A Maryland lead paint inspector and operator of Green Environmental LLC has been handed a 5-year suspended sentence for falsifying lead certifications. In October, Rodney Barkley pleaded guilty to 4 counts of submitting falsified lead paint risk certificates and 1 count of operating a radiation machine without a license. The charges stem from an investigation by the Attorney General's Environmental and Natural Resources Crimes Unit. The results led to criminal charges and other disciplinary actions. And an Aberdeen woman has pleaded guilty to federal child sexual exploitation charges. 27-year-old Ashley Graybeal is charged with sex trafficking a child, sexually exploiting a child, and distributing child sexual abuse material. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The inner loop of the Beltway now is slowing from Delaney Valley Road through Providence Road. The wreck is at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. The word is right now it's blocking the right lane. So with that, we're getting a delay from Delaney Valley Road. The outer loop might be looking at it just a bit. Could be a bit slow as you're coming west of Perrin Parkway. The other big wreck this morning, and apparently both sides of I-83 are closed just north of the state line, and traffic is detouring away from that area. So again, this traffic north from Hunt Valley coming up through that area, working your way north from the Hereford zone and all the way up to the state line. Be prepared to exit off at 439. Getting a report the traffic light is malfunctioning and may be out at York Road at Northern Parkway.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting late yesterday afternoon that the Ravens have pried away former Steeler running back coach Eddie Faulkner, who spent the last seven seasons in Pittsburgh working with the likes of Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, and Kenneth Gainwell. Willie Taggart, who had coached the Ravens running backs for the past three seasons, followed John Harbaugh to New York, and Harbaugh also now reportedly hiring Matt Nagy to be his offensive coordinator. Meanwhile, reaction from Chicago this morning on losing offensive coordinator Declan Doyle to the Ravens. The 29-year-old did not call plays for the Bears. Head coach Ben Johnson did, but tight end Cole Kmet says he will be sorely missed.
Yeah, it's obviously a big loss for us, losing Declan, EB, two great coaches and guys that provided a lot of value to the offensive side of the ball this year. And, you know, I know even though Declan doesn't call the plays for us, you know, the amount of work that he did on the offensive side of the football was immense. And you could see that in day-to-day in practices.
On that note, the Ravens have given some huge support to Declan Doyle, agreeing with former offensive coordinator and play caller Joe Lombardi to be a senior offensive assistant on head coach Jesse Minter's staff. Meanwhile, media day at Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara yesterday saw Seahawks head coach and former defensive coordinator Mike McDonald at the mic, opening up about what John Harbaugh has meant to his career.
I don't think it's possible to overstate his influence on me. I love John Harbaugh. He's a he's one of my biggest mentors. Was willing to take chances on me when other people weren't.
McDonald spent 9 years coaching under Harbaugh and as defensive coordinator in 2023. The Ravens led the league in sacks with 60, tied for number one in the league with the Giants, a +12 turnover differential. To baseball we go, where the race for the ace continues, talking about free agent pitcher Framber Valdez and where he'll wind up in 2026. And with the start of spring training about a week away, Framber's kettle is boiling over. The Birds have been linked to Valdez, rumored that a three-year $90 million deal is on the table, but Baltimore isn't the only one in hot pursuit. Still in the hunt, the Giants, the Padres, the Mets, the Tigers, and the Braves. And finally, how about this? McFadden and Whitehead have nothing on Lindsey Vonn, and the 41-year-old downhill skier is not about to let her knee injury stop her Olympic dreams.
I completely ruptured my ACL. I also have bone bruising, plus meniscal damage, which we're not sure if that was pre-existing or from the crash.
Vonn was forced to retire in 2019 because of the physical toll of the many injuries she suffered through her illustrious career, but now she will once again find herself hurtling down a snow-covered mountain at 70 miles per hour or more on busted knee. Time now is 6:37. When we return, how is this guy not in the Hall of Fame?
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
About Lindsey Vonn, I can't imagine.
Neither can I.
Because my tore my ACL, my left knee, ended my college football career. Mm-hmm. Because you have no lateral stability when your ACL is gone or torn. And she ruptured hers.
Right. And she's so, going to go
now, if
downhill.
She's, if she's going downhill straight.
But it's not.
Right.
That's
right.
The thing.
And that and it just I feel for her. I know she's worked so hard to get there, but I don't know if that's advisable. She could completely blow her knee to smithereens, but maybe she's, you know, it's the Olympics. It's just weird.
It's the Olympics, yeah. And it's her last hurrah, yeah. Obviously, yeah. Right. At 41. It's unfortunate she had the injury, but, you know, she's going to wear the knee brace. I don't know how much support that's going to give her, et cetera. Hey, this thing about the Hall of Fame, we went through this last week, actually, with Belichick, and mm-hmm. I actually supported Belichick on it. I think he should have been in the Hall. First ballot. Flag is right. Here's another one. Robert Kraft, they announced yesterday that the Patriots owner is not going to make the Hall of Fame. Okay, can we do just a quick side-by-side? Jerry Jones versus Robert Kraft. okay? Jerry Jones has owned the Cowboys for 37 years.
Right.
Robert Kraft has owned them for 32. Jerry Jones won three Super Bowls way, way back. They haven't even been to an NFC championship game
in over 30 years.
Yeah. Patriots, as you know, a dynasty. Jerry Jones was elected to the Hall of Fame in his first ballot, 2017.
Yeah. Wow.
Robert Kraft has been on the ballot for 14 years, and he's still not in the Hall of Fame.
There is a consolation for Robert. He's made, along with Justin Tucker, the Rub and Tug Hall of Fame.
I knew it. I knew it. I didn't even want to bring it up because of that.
But you knew I would go there.
I did.
All right. But you're right. You got to be a media favorite, and apparently Jerry Jones is, and Robert Kraft isn't.
And the money that Jerry Jones made for the league.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KC and Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chris from Parkville says, be serious, Sean. It's a shame, but the people in the state will never vote anyway other than Democrat. There's too many minorities, illegals, and enough older people left that have been Democrat their whole life, and they automatically hit the button for Democrat. It's a knee-jerk reaction. They don't care about digging into the issues. You don't have to dig into the issues. This is an issue that you feel. When your bill comes in, the BGE, you're trying to keep warm and not freeze to death, not starve to death because you can't afford groceries, you can't afford to pay your bill. That's something you feel immediately. When you're retired and your money can't go that far because you're living in Maryland, that's something you don't have to dig into it. You feel it. And I'm thinking that affordability index, I'm hoping, will be the difference this year. We'll have to wait and
Sean,
see.
I also think it's got a lot to do with government workers and the teachers and the teacher unions and stuff.
You're absolutely right about that. We have a large federal workforce here.
Exactly.
And we also have the teachers unions, mm-hmm. which prop up the Democrats and vice versa. So that's all part of the equation as well. But for you Democrats, and for this is actually because the Democrats already signed off on this. This is actually for Governor Moore and for others. You want to listen carefully because when illegal aliens are not detained and not handed over to ICE, bad things happen when, especially the criminal ones. And this is Joe Abraham. Joe Abraham lost his 20-year-old daughter, Katie, killed by an illegal alien from Guatemala who was suspected of drunk driving. He struck Katie at a high speed when she was stopped at a red light.
The person that killed Katie, Julio Cucabal, who was using an alias, who couldn't read or write English or Spanish, he was using a Tai Chi language, barreled into them at 80 miles an hour. Katie died on the scene. He fled the scene. So you hear a lot of this like, you're separating families and you're disappearing people. Well, I was separated. I was, Katie's been disappeared. Why is there no consideration on that for Katie? When am I going to get a phone call to say, let's go to Springfield and protest Governor Pritzker's radical policies? He nullifies federal law. He tells Congress that immigration is their purview. He nullifies it, basically comes up with his own immigration plan, which is nothing. Clearly, it was nothing. He allows hundreds of thousands in. Katie and more than Katie wasn't the only victim, and he's got nothing but silence for us. Unfortunately, Renee Good in Minnesota, 2 seconds in, he's in front of the mic. I don't understand the one-sided compassion. Apparently, Katie does not qualify for any compassion from our governor, J.B. Pritzker.
Thoughts and condolences to Joe Abraham, whose daughter, Katie, was killed instantly at the scene. But it's not about compassion. There is no compassion or empathy from the left. Only a never-ending thrust and thirst for power. That's all they care about, and this is the voter base here. And we'll give you another example coming up from a Virginian in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we're looking at the wreck on the inner loop as you're coming down the hill from Providence Road towards Lock Raven Boulevard. And we can see the activity at the top of the hill as you're clearing the ramp from Lock Raven Boulevard. It's about halfway up the hill. towards Perry Parkway. Big backup there right now, eastbound on the Beltway, coming over from Delaney Valley Road, and the cleanup is underway. The outer loop is open. They've been looking at it just a bit, so heads up there if you're coming over the Beltway from Hartford Road through Perry Parkway. The other big story this morning, the closure of I-83 just over the Pennsylvania line in the area of Exit 4. The report still says that it's shut down both north and southbound. Of course, that means local traffic would be on York Road up through that area and affecting the traffic north at the Maryland line, eventually working its way up from Hereford and up through that zone. So watch out for that. City police are still reporting a problem with the traffic light at York Road at Northern Parkway. Nothing major, but 895 southbound has about a 5-minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds giving way to sunshine. Mid-30s today for the high right now. Cloudy 27 in Columbia, 28 in Annapolis. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
We used to drink a lot. We lived in a sort of strange state of excitement.
Yes.
Do you remember that, Chuck?
No, not really. A lot of those moments back in the day.
We saw a strange state of excitement the other day with you, Maggie.
No, you didn't.
Very quick to deny on that one. So, Waffle House, they're, for Valentine's Day, they're now taking Valentine's Day reservations. In addition to festive tablecloths and other decor, Waffle House serves guests special menu items. Varies by location, so you may want to make yours now. Just out of curiosity, I called the Waffle House on Cortez Boulevard in Brooksville, Florida, yesterday. And, you know, I was asking just for all sorts of reservation names, and no Whitakers and no Johnsons. But interestingly enough, there was a Barry and Debbie White that made a Valentine's Day reservation.
Kind of smothered and covered.
There you go.
Smothered and covered, waffles, eggs, burgers, steaks, breakfast, all day favorites at your Waffle House right there on Cortez Boulevard. How far is that from you?
Right from where I am right now, about 3 miles.
3 miles, eh?
Uh-huh. Right there, by 75.
Right.
On the opposite side is the Cracker Barrel.
There it is. Flag it. Oh. And log it. Columbia Sportswear has created a new beer called Nature Calls. They say it's a beer for the Super Bowl that uses bear poop in the brewing process.
Nobody knows the outdoors better than Columbia Sportswear.
But when the big game's on, everybody's indoors.
And that's why Columbia's bringing a taste of the outdoors indoors with Nature Calls.
It's the only beer that uses bear in the brewing process.
We haven't checked that, but we're pretty certain.
You're probably wondering, does it taste like bear?
Nope.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes just like beer.
And since this is the big game beer,
you're watching the big game beer ad.
No fancy CGIs.
No Hollywood actors.
It's just your boy, just me, on my phone, in the crib.
I don't even have pants on. Visit Columbia.com/naturecalls
to get yours.
The question is this light beer or light bear?
Bear beer. Bear beer.
Would you try that? I mean, you're a big beer drinker. Would you try Nature Calls?
No. No, not if there's poo in it.
Well, it's not a poo. It's used in the brewing process, but there's actually
still,
no...
But still, to think that there's poo in the brewing
There's people
process.
That drink it, coffee, that the civet eats the coffee beans and then poops out the beans, and they make coffee from it. That's a true story.
Why don't you get sick as a dog from that? You've got poo.
Sounds like a South Park episode where Cartman went in.
I also wonder, who was the first person to go look at a crab and go, I'm going to eat that?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. And it happened. Oysters.
They're scavengers, but they taste so good.
Oysters.
Oh, son.
You introduce somebody who's never seen an oyster before to an oyster, they go, yeah, right. KFC is introducing new wedges and queso dip, part of the Super Bowl shareable Sunday. McDonald's is giving away free McNugget caviar kits for Valentine's Day. Okay. By the way, Charlie, your husband, he was interested in this. He said, right, it's in his budget this year.
No, very good.
Good stuff, huh?
Very good.
And Penny, Chili's is turning around its business. I mean, they were really struggling for a while.
Chili's.
And now Chili's is making a comeback. And the big reason why, they listen to their customers. Isn't that a funny concept?
Who would have thought?
Yeah. customers, like they did with Cracker Barrel, they tried to change that, and they had to redo it and come and then bring it back to where it was. And same for Chili's now. Stop trying. If it ain't, my father used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's what my father said.
And that's exactly what happened with Cracker Barrel, and now Chili's has discovered the same thing as well.
Leave them alone.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Now, let me ask you something. If you drink that beer, do you get a brown mustache with it?
Oh!
I've heard of bear claws, but not of the other thing.
Bear beard.
Yeah. I said it tastes pretty grisly, I think.
And when you would say, then, does a bear in the woods or what?
Yeah. You know, that's called a Kodiak beer.
Get that thing out of here.
Pardon me for protruding, but,
There was a video was on Reels the other day of a bear that was, there was like a skeleton or something in a yard. I don't know if you saw this or not. And the bear is just going up real carefully, sniffing, not sure what it is. And all of a sudden, it lights up and lets out this shriek. And the bear literally it just falls over backwards, and it was hilarious. And then comes up and it starts mauling the skeleton.
I bet.
Good stuff. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. By the way, newly elected Democrat Governor Abigail Spanberger is poised to release a salvage illegal alien convicted of brutally murdering his own infant sister. The monster in question is Alvaro Mejia Ayala, 22 years of age, a Salvadoran national. In September of 2025, wrapped a charging cord around the neck of his helpless 8-month-old baby sister in Loudoun County. Infant found unresponsive, and the white cable was still constricting her throat when medical officers and EMTs arrived. And now Spanberger is set to release him and refuses to hand him over to ICE. All right, so this is what we have in the Democrat Party right now. And just real quick, let me share with you the latest poll that I have. New poll out in the scores. Americans are in broad agreement on the fundamentals of the Trump border enforcement. 73% agree that entering the U.S. without permission is breaking the law. 61% support deporting illegals to their home countries. 58% reject Democrats' extremist calls to defund ICE, which is now a core position of their party. 54% support ICE enforcing our nation's federal immigration laws. So by clear majorities, the nation supports President Trump, supports immigration laws, support ICE agents, and the Marxist progressive Democrats in Maryland have just basically declared open season on all of us. Stay tuned. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update now, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Might want to consider Joppa Road out of Towson right now. The backup here on the Beltway, they're now telling us two lanes are blocked at the wreck on the inner loop going up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So it's a big mess. It's backed up already back to Delaney Valley Road. Joppa Road wouldn't be a bad idea. Go over to Perrin Parkway and then work your way back to the Beltway. From there, you'd be completely around that. The outer loop can see it. And we're backed up coming over now from Hartford Road by the accident scene. The other big wreck over the Pennsylvania line and I-83 is affected there at exit 4. And they're still telling us that the roadway is closed both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds give way to sunshine, mid-30s today for the high, partly cloudy. Temps back into the upper teens tonight. Right now, it is cloudy and 27 in Ellicott City, 26 in Pikesville. Since the Maryland General Insane Asylum have decided to vote to let illegal aliens roam free in the state without cooperating with ICE, I thought if you go to Homeland Security, the website, they have what's called Worst of the Worst. And they have, and I'm just going to deal with Maryland since have these bills have now passed. And throughout the course of the show, maybe the rest of the week, I'm just going to read you some of these characters now that ICE had detained or have picked up and may now be roaming free in the state of Maryland, or people like them because of these this legislation. For instance, there's a gentleman by the name of Jose Antonio Rodas Ortiz of Honduras. Convicted of a third-degree sex offense, he was arrested in Hagerstown, Maryland. There is another guy by the name of Heno Fakadu of Ethiopia. He was convicted of selling large amounts of heroin, arrested right here in Baltimore. Then there's Cirilo Herrera Arana, convicted of assault. He's from Guatemala and arrested in Salisbury on the Eastern Shore. And then there's Faradullah Nawabi from Afghanistan, arrested for selling weapons and dangerous drugs, arrested here in Baltimore. So just a few examples, just four of the many. There are hundreds listed on the website. These are the individuals that ICE is taking off the street. All right, Dan Cox yesterday, earlier in the week, we told you that he announced, filed for running for governor. Yesterday, he made it official on his Facebook page.
It's past time to renew Maryland. I'm Dan Cox, candidate for Maryland governor. We can all agree that a prosperous Maryland will benefit each of us, no matter our party affiliation. And it's likely true that you also agree with me and a majority of Marylanders that we are headed in the wrong direction. With outrageous energy costs, high property and income taxes, and runaway state spending and regulations crushing our families and small businesses, and crime from cartels and gangs ravage our great cities. Clearly, the recent years of stability and prosperity under Republican governors are needed in Maryland once again. I served as a state delegate during those recent times, defending our free state's middle temperament way, speaking up for sound policy, and supporting slashing fees and regulations on the Maryland House floor in order to build strong families, communities, and to keep Maryland open for business. I served on the Anti-Crime Legislative Liaison Committee as a member of the House Judiciary, and I'm running for governor to renew Maryland once again and ensure our state is a place where we can all live, work, and retire for us and our children and grandchildren. Maybe you're a Republican wondering if there's still hope. Well, there is. Or maybe we're from different political parties, or maybe you're already part of our grassroots movement, or maybe you just have never voted before. But this we have in common. We are Marylanders, either by birth, with our families having been here for generations like us, or by choice. And we each have a lot in common. We are all having to pay our energy bills right now. We're all having to pay rent and mortgages. We have to pay our high taxes in some way or another, some of the highest taxes in America. We all have health care needs and urgent health care coverage issues, and we all need to come and go from our homes in safety every day. Our needs transcend political parties, and this is our time. We must join together to work to renew and make Maryland prosper now and for generations to come. And I'm asking you to join with me to renew Maryland's promise and prosperity for all. To win this race for our future, I need your support and help. I ask for you to rally again with me for our state, to work harder than ever before to defend what is rightfully ours. Winston Churchill once said, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. Well, Maryland is not finished, and neither are we. We've only just begun to fight. I ask for your vote. Please join the movement to renew Maryland at dancoxforgovernor.com. Thank you.
That was an announcement yesterday on Facebook. We have reached out to former Delegate Cox to see if he would like to come on the show and talk in greater detail about why he's running and what his plans for Maryland are as we reach the filing deadline here in about 20 days, less than 20 days now. And so it's going to be interesting to see. We did a poll at WCBM.com, our question of the day, and interestingly enough, Ed Hale, senior running away with the race at this juncture. Last I saw it, he had about 66% of the vote. John Myrick was second. Dan Cox third. Other finished fourth. Wes Moore brought up the rear in single digits there, but clearly it wasn't even close. Again, not a scientific poll, but just one for, strictly entertainment and discussion purposes. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland Democrats vote to unmask ICE. How long will that last before it gets struck down in the courts? It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The partial government shutdown is over, but tough negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill.
When Congress approved the final government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until next Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When President Trump speaks of taking over and nationalizing elections, what exactly is he talking about? White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
What the president was referring to is the SAVE Act, which is a huge common sense piece of legislation that Republicans have supported, that President Trump is committed to signing into law during his term. And he spoke with the speaker directly about that yesterday, about the need to get that bill on the floor for a vote, because it provides very common sense measures for voting in our country, such as voter ID.
Which polls show enjoy strong support among Americans on both sides of the political aisle as well as independent voters. The House committee investigating the Jeffrey Epstein matter will soon hear from Bill and Hillary Clinton. The latter to testify on the 26th of this month. The former president is set to appear the following day. Both have denied knowledge of Epstein's activities. Penny is top dog this year. The 4-year-old Doberman Pinscher won Best in Show last night, the 150th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York's Madison Square Garden. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 160 points, NASDAQ futures 23 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Beltway through Towson and over towards the Parkville side. Big delay. There was a wreck on the inner loop going up the hill right after you cross over Lock Raven Boulevard. And one report, two lanes were blocked on the Beltway. The backup now is working its way back over to York Road. There's another incident here right after Providence Road in the median. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle. Could be another accident in the backup. Again, if you're in Towson right now, Joppa Road, not a bad idea. Head over to Perrin Parkway, come back down to the Beltway from there, and you're ahead of all of this. The outer loop is looking at all of this, so there is some slowing as you're traveling through there. If you're in Curtis Bay, we're just getting a report of a wreck at Pennington Avenue and Birch Street on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 26 in Parkville, 23 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent storm. And the Maryland House and Senate have passed their versions of a measure that would end local law enforcement 287 partnerships with ICE. The program allows correctional officers at local jails to ask detainees about their immigration status and hold non-citizens for up to 48 hours for a possible transfer to ICE. In addition to prohibiting agencies from entering into the agreements, the measures would require existing agreements to end. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 325, the pick 4, 8973. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter continues filling out his inaugural staff in Baltimore, hiring veteran OC Joe Lombardi to be a senior offensive assistant under Declan Doyle. Baltimore also poaching a good one from Pittsburgh. Running back coach Eddie Faulkner, highly respected, spent seven seasons with the Steelers. Meanwhile, football in shorts and flags last night in San Francisco, talking about the ludicrous spectacle called the NFL Pro Bowl in front of 3,100 fans at the Moscone Center on Howard Street, south of Market in San Fran. Joe Flacco made his first appearance after 18 years, was asked on the Kay Adams podcast, what took so long?
You never know with these things. I mean, for some reason, my career, I think, has picked up some steam over the last 3 years, and I've probably been more in the public eye the last 3 years than I have any other year of my career.
Well, that's probably true. Flacco threw two TD passes last night. Kyle Hamilton picked off Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Ricard caught a TD pass from Joe Burrow. NFC, though, beat the AFC 66-52, if anybody cares, was the final. O's manager Craig Albernaz and the Birds now just a week away from the official report date in Sarasota. The first-year skipper looking forward to the arrival of Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso, not only for their on-field stuff, but also for what they do off the field.
Those two guys are just great teammates and great people.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing that I can't give Mike Elias and our front office group credit for is, yes, they're actively going out, bringing players in to help our team, but they're bringing in great people, factoring that into our clubhouse environment. And that's something that guys that, you know, you've been in the clubhouse, you need to have that continuity and that close-knit feel.
Meanwhile, O's right-hander Kyle Bradish winning his arbitration case against the O's. The Fireballer will earn $3.55 million in 2026. Birds were offering $2.875. Coming up in 30 minutes, the never-ending soap opera of Gervonta Davis continues, this time in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app, do that right away. We'll read some of those coming up in just a few short moments here on Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Trump derangement syndrome on steroids, as well as some of the ice derangement syndrome. Baltimore City Health Department held a meeting where they segregated people by color in diversity training. Okay, we're going backwards here in the state of Maryland, folks. And we'll also tell you about the governor's comments about the Maryland flag. And Maryland Democrats have now voted to unmask ICE agents as part of their anti-ICE agenda and protect the criminal illegal aliens. Don't worry about their masks. Let's worry about the masks on the ICE agents. Before we get to the sound bites coming out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, I wanted to share this statement from the Department of Homeland Security. This is from Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security released new data revealing ICE law enforcement is now facing a 500% increase in assaults against them and an 800% increase in death threats while carrying out law enforcement operations. Just this week, an ICE officer was dragged 50 yards by a car while arresting an illegal alien sex offender every day. The men and women of ICE put their lives on the line to protect and defend the lives of American citizens. Make no mistake, Democrat politicians are contributing to the surge in assaults of our ICE officers through their repeated vilification and demonization of ICE. From comparisons to the modern-day Nazi Gestapo to glorifying rioters, the violent rhetoric of these sanctuary politicians is despicable. The violence against ICE must end. Disturbingly, in recent days, ICE officers' family members have been doxxed and targeted as well. Those who dox our ICE agents will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And here in Maryland, the law is now that you may not, if you're a federal agent. I'm not sure. I haven't read the bill, so I don't know if it applies to just federal or local or all of the above. But you cannot wear a mask while you're out on duty enforcing immigration law. Reaction coming in now from Senator Justin Reedy of Carroll County.
But this masking bill, which is unenforceable and won't stand the test of any court challenge, is our first item of action.
Senator Steve Hershey, Delegate Mike Griffith, and others reacting to how much Democrats have their priorities completely out of whack.
If we pass this, there will be no formalized agreement.
It doesn't deal with ICE going in the community. Frankly, it has the opposite effect.
This constant demonization of law enforcement is frankly insane.
Yeah, it is. That's Delegate Matt Morgan. And Mackenzie Frost caught up with Senate President Bill Ferguson, who has got ICE derangement syndrome, asking him, where are your priorities in this first 2 weeks of the session?
I know you've talked a lot about affordability, but if SB 1 was the priority, does that send the wrong message to Marylanders that you're focused on national issues instead of their own?
No, look, I'm sure that there will be people that say that. I think there is. It is absolutely essential in this time where we are so divided that we do act on our values. And I think the way, if people don't feel safe, nothing else matters. You have to have safety in order to be able to afford living on an everyday basis.
Yeah, and there you have it. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. They really care about us, don't they?
Sure.
They really have our best interest at heart.
Sure.
Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson, with the update.
Big backup on the Beltway begins now. Charles Street. It's going to go over to 83 pretty quickly now. The problem is all the way over at Lock Raven Boulevard. That's where the accident is. Started out with one lane blocked, then two lanes blocked, and then in the backup, another wreck occurred after Providence Road. State Highway now and Chart has decided to turn the camera away from both these accident scenes. They've gone back to the default position and doing us no good at all, because we'd like to see what's happening ahead of Providence Road, not just where it's sitting here at Providence Road. So you get my drift? Okay, thank you. Joppa Road still continues as the detour through that area. South Baltimore now, Curtis Bay, a wreck on Curtis Avenue at Birch Street. When that was dispatched, they indicated it may have been a rescue at that location. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a mixture of clouds and sun today, mid-30s for the high, partly cloudy, back into the upper teens a little bit later on this evening. And we were supposed to get a little dusting of snow. That never materialized, at least hasn't so far. Doesn't look like it will here anytime soon. So that's good news for those of us who are still wondering, where the hell are the snow plows in some of our side streets? I'm telling you, snow removal, I think, I'm not sure if you're happy in your area. I think Baltimore County, major thoroughfares are fine, but the side streets are still a mess. And that's what has contributed to all these schools. Now, the schools are open today in most of the jurisdictions in the Baltimore metro. But it took all the way up to yesterday. And there are still some areas where there's no place for the children to stand at bus stops, because they've got mountains of snow where the bus stop should be. It's just incredible how this has happened. And, Klaus Meyer, Stealth Meyer, whatever her name is, she was unprepared for this, as many others were as well. So right now we've got, it's a little chilly, 25 degrees in Reisterstown. The warm spot, 33 and cloudy in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, it's official. President Trump yesterday signing a bill avoiding a partial government shutdown extension. 21 Republicans voted against it. 21 Democrats voted for it, and eked by 217 to 214. And the most of the government is funded. However, there is a two-week period where funding for DHS is in question. And here we go again.
It continues to fund deportation flights that are removing dangerous illegal aliens from our country. It continues historically successful efforts to reduce crime in our nation's capital.
The next big threat from Chuck U. Schumer and the Democrats is over the SAVE Act. We'll explain about that here in just a second. But again, this was, he's saying that based on the One Big Beautiful Bill and keeping government open, that Republicans should win the midterms.
We're going to get reductions like nobody's ever seen. And frankly, the Republican Party should be able to win the midterms on that alone.
President met with the president of Colombia yesterday, who was a Marxist, who has had some bad things to say about President Trump. But one thing about President Trump, he doesn't have rabbit ears. I mean, you can call him just about anything. He'll sit down and talk with you, and sometimes that's how he's able to cut deals.
We got along very well. He and I weren't exactly the best of friends, but I wasn't insulted because I never met him. I didn't know him at all. And we got along very well.
President was also asked about Savannah Guthrie's missing mother, Nancy, yesterday in the Oval Office.
I'm going to call her later on. I think it's a terrible thing. I always got along very good with Savannah.
And the big question here is probably the largest force or fleet ever assembled in the history of the United States, just us, is now in the Mideast. And the big question is, what will the president do with Iran? That is the big question. New York Post yesterday with a big editorial urging him strike while the iron is hot. Others are saying, that's not the president's style. He'll try to negotiate a deal. But we all know one thing. You can't negotiate with terrorists. You cannot negotiate with the murder mullahs of Iran. So we'll see what happens. The president went on to say that he is progressively removing dangerous criminal illegal aliens from Minnesota's communities, predators that radical left Democrats insist on providing safe harbor, like here in Maryland. And some of the worst, according to the DHS website here in Maryland, is one Jose Cruz Hernandez of El Salvador, convicted of a DUI, arrested in Baltimore, as well as Rafael Eusebio Martinez of Mexico, convicted of sex assault, incest with an adult, arrested in Annapolis, Maryland, right where the general insane asylum passed those anti-ICE immigration bills yesterday. Yeah, you got bad hombres down there in Annapolis. Of course, they live a charmed life, don't they? Edgar Funes Lopez of Honduras, convicted of a weapon of offense, arrested in Baltimore. And one more here in this, this segment. Andy Grajagas Barrientos, and convicted of illegal reentry. That's a felony, by the way, was arrested in Ocean City. So just a few of the worst that they now want to let roam free on the streets of Maryland. Democrats are seeking a delay in the nomination proceedings of Kevin Warsh for Fed chair. They live in fear of Kevin Warsh, let me tell you, because he is it spells the end of global elitism at the European level here in the United States, et cetera. They're going to fight back and fight back hard. Well, a lot of people are wondering why Todd Blanche, the assistant deputy attorney general, did not notify the White House when he removed Ed Martin from the weaponization group yesterday, even though President Trump personally hired Ed Martin for the job. So one wonders. Now, Blanche is a Democrat. And one wondering is if he is one of these sabotage agents that we saw in the first term. We're going to keep a close eye on Mr. Blanche here for the very near future. You wonder, because there are people that still in the deep state that have infiltrated inside the Trump administration. They're just laying low, waiting for their opportunity to strike. That's the way it went down 381 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, more on the ICE agents and the assault that's unmasking nonsense, which, by the way, I think is going to be completely overturned in a court suit because of the supremacy clause. Maryland goofs cannot tell federal agents what to wear and how to wear it. I mean, that's just slam dunk. And even the attorney goof in general, Anthony Brown, has said it's unlikely, it's unconstitutional and unlikely to be held up in court. So that is a complete monumental waste of effort and time. They could have been addressing affordability issues, but gee, I don't think they care about the rest of us. Town Appliance, they care about you. They want you as a customer for life, whether it's a single appliance or whether you're looking to upgrade your kitchen. I would strongly recommend you visit their showroom. It's, you know, a lot of people like shop price. Okay, shop price. Go to the big box store, shop your price. Make sure you have the same model number, then go ahead and see Mayer or Mayer, and they have competitive pricing. But I tell you one thing, their customer service is second to none. You won't be wandering around the store looking for somebody to wait on you, or if there's a problem or an issue, they'll take care of it for you. I tell you, they want you as a customer for life. They have got over 70 different brands of major appliances, from all the way from the budget-minded to the Sub-Zeros, the Cadillac of appliances. They got them all on display right now at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Northbound 95, if you're coming up from Arbutus, you're coming into downtown towards Camden Yards. It's backing up here at the Caton Avenue Bridge. As you're coming north, don't see the problem, but the report is broken down vehicle near the ramp at Washington Boulevard. So they're looking at it, obviously, and it is backing up inside the Beltway. It gets better after you clear the ramp at 395. The Beltway's still slow. It looks like the wreck at Lockraven Boulevard may be gone. There was another wreck in the backup right after Providence Road in the left-hand shoulder area. They're looking at that. And we still have a delay that goes back beyond the bridge at York Road. So we're still not out of the woods yet. You can take Joppa Road as a detour route eastbound out of the Towson area. And there may be a new minor accident. Haven't seen it yet, but there's a report after Arundel Mills on the Parkway southbound. The wreck may be just before the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today. Clouds giving way to sunshine, mid-30s today. Partly cloudy temp falling back into the upper teens. Right now, cloudy 26 in Severn, 28 in Stevensville. I got a note here from Sam, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. And Sam says, Sean, I hope you're well. There's not enough discussion about this. It's been 10 days. This was as of yesterday. Baltimore County has failed big time. They knew it was going to be sub-zero for an extended period of time after the storm. This is causing a lot of delays throughout the area. Baltimore County has dropped the ball big time. Right lanes and turn lanes are unusable everywhere. This is inexcusable. And he says, love the station, best, Sam. And he sent me all these pictures of what he was talking about. East Joppa Road, just east of Towson Circle, the right turn lane disappeared. It wasn't even gradual. You just ran into a snowbank. And all sorts of, in Baltimore County, Towson, Fairmont Avenue, Goucher Boulevard. I was coming out of, here's Fairmont at Delaney Valley. The turn lane just disappeared. And it happened to me yesterday. I was coming out of Lowe's in Owings Mills, and I made a right. Usually there's a feeder lane, and as you're coming onto the you couldn't access the feeder lane. You had to stop completely because there was other two lanes of oncoming traffic. There was no feeder lane whatsoever. Is some kind of directive that went out to the snow plows that not to touch turn lanes and feeder lanes? I don't understand. Isn't that part of the job when you're clearing the roads, to clear all the roads? For instance, coming out of my court, there's still literally a 6-foot cut in the snowbank. That's it. Only one car in, one car out. And many of the other roads are like that. I've never seen a lack of proper snow removal 10 days after a storm in my life here.
And a lot of them now have to use not the bobcats, but what are the other ones called? The shovels, the digger.
Yeah.
You know?
The backhoes. And
call them diggers.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well,
yeah.
Some are the bobcats, the front loaders and so on and so forth. And because you got to pull the stuff up, you can't plow it.
Yeah.
So you gotta dig it up.
Right.
But that's not happening in the neighborhood side streets and stuff. And even the major thoroughfares, as I said, no turn lanes, no feeder lanes. You got to be really careful driving these days. Mom Donnie's getting hammered in New York, and rightfully so. 16 people died in the cold up there. Now, some were homeless, but others, the snow has piled up. Trash has piled up. It happened to, what's his name, Red Bill de Blasio. In his first term, he got hit with a major snowstorm. He never recovered. Hopefully, Kami Mamdani won't as well. But, again, you got an interim county executive, Kathy Stolthmeyer. You got a county council's more worried about paying themselves than clearing the streets. We'll talk with Pat Dyer. He's a Republican running for county executive. We'll get his take on the snow removal coming up at the top of the hour. All right, so the ice derangement syndrome, it is just, I'm not saying it's dominant or prevailing in the medical profession, but we've seen a lot of people, nurses and others, wishing harm on ICE agents, on MAGA, et cetera. This is a Chad Malinowski. He is a nurse in Chicago. I want you to listen carefully what he's suggesting what happened to ICE agents if they come in for treatment in Chicago at his hospital.
Remember how much power nurses have in this country? One of our own was just murdered in the street. So we might be able to stop this somehow. Thoughts?
Good morning. Did you know most ICE agents don't wear their plates properly? I've seen it.
You know, as the type of ICU nurse I was cardiac ICU nurse. And I did a lot of time, lots of hours, holding on a groin that wouldn't stop bleeding. Let me tell you what, that femoral artery, those veins in the legs, I can't remember. It's late in my shift, okay? I know it. I'm tired. Anyway, the vasculature in the leg, it really bleeds. Bleeds well. Someone could bleed out very quickly from that. Probably like a couple of minutes, really.
There is a so-called alleged medical professional, and nurses and doctors, for the most part, do a wonderful job. They don't care what your political affiliation is, what your race is, what your religion is. But there is a disturbed element. And I think it's in nursing. It's in teaching. Even in some of other medical professions where they put their politics, they wear it on their sleeve. It's first and foremost before anything else. It's very, very scary, very, very sad, suggesting that you let ICE agents bleed out if they come in for treatment. That guy should be fired immediately. Rescue Natural Supplements have Rescue Orsine. It's all natural. It's great at regulating blood pressure. It's an energy stimulant, and not the same kind of way you think caffeine or the energy drinks are. This is fuel at the cellular level. It is adenosine triphosphate is what our cells need to repair themselves, to restore themselves, and to operate at peak efficiency. And Rescue Orsine helps to nurture that ATP, provide that ATP for your cells. You know, the aging is cellular death, so you want to take care of your cells on a regular basis, and you won't feel fatigued. You won't feel all run down. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on at res-q.com. 7:30, it is time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent snow. A Dunbar High School student has been arrested on a gun charge. Baltimore City public school officials say staffers were told that the student had a handgun on Monday, and school police were able to locate the teen, who admitted to having a gun. The student was taken into custody without incident. Officials say the safety of students and staff was never compromised, and the situation was handled in accordance with district safety protocols. A Pasadena man has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for the sexual exploitation of minors. 39-year-old Andrew Silling Jr. pleaded guilty in the case, admitting he was part of an online group with other adults that were sexually interested in children, and he secretly recorded videos of a minor while they were showering. Silling sent screenshots of the videos to others in the online group. Investigators also say he had at least one image of a prepubescent child engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Following his time in prison, Stilling will serve 30 years of supervised release. A fire that left three people injured in Halethorpe was caused by the improper use of a lighter. Baltimore County firefighters were called to a home in the 1200 block of Vaught Avenue at around 9:30 Monday night, where they found heavy fire conditions on the second floor of the building. A man was found unconscious in the home, and he was taken to shock trauma. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the backup on the Beltway through Towson is still there. They've pretty much cleared both the accidents now. At least the last one was trying to wrap up from the inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. They might still have a trooper there on the shoulder. They're still looking at something as they're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So the backup is still there. Goes back beyond the ramp at York Road, Joppa Road out of Towson. Can handle some of that as the detour route. A couple of new accidents in the city. Urban Avenue at Federal Street on the west side, Franklin Street at Warwick Avenue, and in Curtis Bay, that was an injury accident, Curtis Avenue at Birch Street on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What's the old saying? One man's trash is another man's treasure, and so it is. This from the Cecil and Mace Show on Denver Sports 104.3 on Monday.
Some surprising news for the Denver Broncos today, firing offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi.
I mean, yeah, like, not something we were expecting coming out of the season, no doubt. This was a shock.
Well, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter jumps on the opportunity and snatches up the highly respected former OC and play caller and brings him to Baltimore. The grandson of the late, great Vince Lombardi will be a senior offensive analyst assisting offensive coordinator Declan Doyle. Kind of lost in all the hoo-ha last year over rookie phenom Sam Bisaio was the steady Eddie play of fellow Oriole rookie Dylan Beavers. The 24-year-old outfielder saw 110 at-bats in 2025, was asked by Masson's Rock Kabatko if he thinks he has a job sewn up coming into spring.
I mean, I try not to look too far into that and just control what I can control. So I think if I show up prepared and play well and compete in spring, the chips will fall where I like them.
Well, so. Just an FYI here, Beavers had one more at-bat than Bisaio in 2025, one less RBI, and the same amount of home runs, while batting 62 points higher than the $67 million man. Count L.A. Olympic chair Casey Wasserman is another prominent figure caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein sex scandal. The massive and messy document dumped by the Justice Department brought to light Wasserman's 2003 emails to Ghislaine Maxwell, like asking, quote, what do I have to do to see you in a tight leather outfit, and shall we get naked at Malibu beaches? The exec put out a circumspect statement that reads, I deeply regret my correspondence with Ghislaine Maxwell, which took place over two decades ago, long before her horrific crimes came to light. He continued, I never had a personal or business relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. As is well documented, I went on a humanitarian trip as part of a delegation with the Clinton Foundation in 2002 on the Epstein plane. I am terribly sorry for having any association with either of them. Wow. And finally, the never-ending saga of Gervonta Tank Davis continued yesterday in Baltimore. Less than 1 week after the three-belt champion was arrested on unrelated allegations of domestic violence, Circuit Judge Althea Handy on Monday issued an arrest warrant for Davis on accusations that he violated his probation. Davis is on probation for a 2020 hit-and-run in Baltimore that injured four people, including a pregnant woman. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Shades of Captain Tuttle.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
If someone had said to me at some point in your sportscast, I would hear the phrase, let's get naked.
You think that was too much?
I just, you know, it was a little jarring.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. Well, you know,
You know, how many people spilled milk through their nose?
Or coffee. Yeah,
when they heard
in their lap.
In the Gary Stein on Sports, mm-hmm. Let's Get Naked moment.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying, and I don't want to say it anymore.
Hey, do you remember the old MASH episode about Captain Tuttle? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
Really?
You weren't
a MASH fan?
I was a MASH fan.
Captain Tuttle. So they made up, Hawkeye and Trapper made up Captain Tuttle. So that they could get supplies for the orphanage. And, you know, Hot Lips got all crazy because he was from Berlinische Technische, right? Anyway, so the reason why I bring it up in the sports, speaking of sports, is because there was an account posted on X. I don't know if you saw this. A guy claimed, or I think it was a guy, claiming to be a Maryland assistant football coach. Yes. Offering scholarships and NIL money to high school players. So he contacted some people, you know, he targeted actually in West Virginia. It turned out to be a hoax.
Right.
He brought himself off as Andrew Green. There is no Andrew Green on the Maryland football staff. Basically, the motivation was he was asking for $30 from each of the players in order to help with the costs of processing the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's a hoax, obviously. Yep. And they found out, and Maryland denied it. You know, they put out a missive saying, you know, it's not us. It's, you know, please be careful, et cetera, et cetera. So
that's he was not naked at the moment.
He was, and not, okay. And nor was he near the Malibu beaches at all.
Thank you, Gary Stein.
I'm just reporting the news.
Yes,
Sean.
You are. You report everything.
Yes.
That's what we love about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Well, you know, I thought this DEI stuff was sort of like dying a quick death, but it's still around, especially in blue cities, especially here in Baltimore. A Fox 25 spotlight on Maryland reports the Baltimore City Health Department separated employees by race for a series of taxpayer-funded equity meetings, according to internal documents. Apparently, the agency paid outside consultants to conduct racial equity training and then advised the Baltimore City Health Department to host separate white caucus and people of color caucus meetings to practice. Actually, the practice is carried out inside Baltimore City government, and it is funded with your tax dollars. And now it's drawing sharp criticism from civil rights leaders and legal experts and community members.
They erred on the wrong side. You don't segregate people.
It's a waste of time and money.
I don't think this is what Thurgood Marshall or the pioneers of the civil rights era had in mind.
BCHD paid roughly $50,000 between 2022 and 24 for Undoing Racism workshop by the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond. One internal email, the Baltimore City Office of Equity and Civil Rights employee described the organization as OG radical organizers. So you were split into the white people went into the white caucus group, people of color, brown, black, whatever, went into the people of color caucus group. And Chad Lassiter, who's with a Pennsylvania HR organization, said this was not good.
And what we do is we construct it in a way where it doesn't become divisive, where whites are not leaving there feeling beat up by white guilt. But also we're talking about accurate history as well.
Well, this whole white guilt, it's not, and I know a lot of white people that do not have white guilt. The liberals do. The leftists do. Especially leftist women have this guilt. Again, we don't see any of that guilt by any other racial component, let's say, for the inordinate amount of crime in our cities that are committed by people of color. We don't see that kind of guilt being, you know, training to for sensitivity training or to de-traumatize or whatever the case may be. Why is it only the white people that have so-called guilt? Pastor P.M. Smith said this is flat out nothing more than segregation.
I grew up in East Baltimore. Segregation. I'm the last generation that really experienced segregation. And they assume that folk come in with these biases. Okay, fine. How can we change it if you continue to isolate and segregate yourself? Are we going backwards? No. You change it by bringing people in contact with each other.
BCHD paid the People's Institute $150 for each White Caucus meeting it attended and oversaw. Another email shows the White Caucus meetings continued through at least June of last year. Employees discussed an additional payment to the People's Institute in 2025, although it's unclear whether that payment was made. Through Vignaraja, the former Maryland Deputy Attorney General, said this does raise serious legal questions.
The Supreme Court has always said that diversity is a valuable goal, whether it's in higher education or law school education. Those are valuable goals, but the Supreme Court has also said how you get to those goals matters. And you can't use methods like separating people into white rooms and people of color rooms.
Yeah, and then now they're hiding behind this. A spokeswoman for the People's Institute defended its role. They referred to the meetings, remember they were called White Caucus and People of Color Caucus, as affinity spaces. That's a new one. First time I've heard that. Affinity space. And Vignaraja says the city, they got some splaining to do, Lucy.
You don't get to just separate people by color under the pretext of pursuing diversity and then stonewall when the public comes asking questions and expecting answers.
Yeah. This is what happens when you let liberals in charge of programs like this. They just completely throw your tax dollars down the drain. And we're going backwards in Baltimore City, where we're going back to segregated days. Wow. 743, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call. And 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with Maggie and Michelle. And maybe a wardrobe with Chuck, I'm not sure. Speaking of which, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Lugnuts Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
Brought to you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Beltway still crawling, still hurting. We had two problems on the inner loop where there was a wreck at Providence Road. The first wreck started at Lock Raven Boulevard. All of that still has us backed up, almost back to Charles Street and maybe stretching back over towards 83. So very slow through there. Some traffic we can see has been on Joppa Road, leaving Towson as a detour route. Everybody else is all jammed up. The Parkville side is slow, even on the inner loop from Hartford Road towards Bel Air Road. And then the west side is 795 down through Frederick Road. We've had some slowing and the heavy traffic at both the tunnels. Morning backups are there in Annapolis now with the normal delays. I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. And then after 178, the pace is good down to I-97. There are no delays right now at the main span at the Bay Bridge. Winter driving is very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything. Your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, even your starter takes a big shock this time of the year. Check it all out, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds will be giving way to sunshine a little bit later on today, mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy temps falling back into the upper teens. And right now, 27 and mostly cloudy in the city and cloudy 26 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner today. We got WCBM merchandise. We've got Joe in Milford Mill. Good morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Well, you could pencil me in for leadoff.
A leadoff.
A leadoff. He wants to go first. He
was on leadoff hitter.
He doesn't want to hear what Chuck has to say.
No. Well, I will, but not by the way.
Not
right away. Don't let him. He shouldn't even be talking to you. He's the moderator. He should have no say to the contestants.
Well, I have to do my job capably. I've got to be talking to the contestants. All right, here we go. Story number one, a hotel guest in Salem, Oregon caused quite a stir at a local Holiday Inn Express this week after discovering the presence of ice at his hotel. Karen Pimmons, her hotel, rather, said that, why is Holiday Inn aiding and abetting literal fascists? They even have their own special room and wall plaque and everything. I don't recognize my country anymore. The person at the front desk informed the guest that that was referring to the ice machine.
Oh, jeez.
Story two, ICE confirms they've arrested a New Orleans Police Department recruit who they say is an illegal alien from Cameroon with an active deportation order and no work authorization. And they say NOPD gave him a gun to carry.
Wow.
And story three, a professor of Ojibwe, that's a Native American tribe, at Bemidji State in Minnesota, is now in trouble for openly mocking the famous flag raising by U.S. Marines on Iwo Jima. They recreated the exact picture, instead raising the Somali-inspired Minnesota state flag from Minneapolis. All right, is it story one? Guest horrified to learn ICE is in the hotel, but it turns out it was an ICE machine. Story two, ICE confirms that the New Orleans Police Department gave an illegal alien a gun and a badge. And story three, professor at Bemidji State in trouble for mocking the Marines at Iwo Jima. All right, so let's start with Michelle.
I thought we were going with the lead-off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Thanks for the reminder.
I'm leading off.
Yeah. Joe, you're leading off today.
Question, where was that hotel again?
That was in Salem, Oregon.
Oh, God. Oregon, damn. I heard something about two, I forgot where, but I think two, three is possible. I'm going with number one.
All right. Joe goes with number one. Michelle.
I'm going with one as well.
Michelle also. Maggie.
One.
And Chuckles.
Three.
Chuckles goes for three. Nobody wants for story two. The illegal alien with a gun and badge in New Orleans. That is a true story. And story number one. A woman guest horrified to learn ICE at the hotel, but it turns out it was an ICE machine. That is 100% fake news.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So Maggie, Michelle, and Joe are big winners.
There you go.
Chuckles goes down in flames.
Sorry, Charlie.
Joe, will put you on hold.
I'm trying to add some diversity to the guests.
Sorry, Charlie. Only the best tasting tuna.
What happened to him?
What do you call a fish with two knees? A two-knee fish.
Folks,
you can tune a piano,
scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's what we do every day on this show.
That's how we start. What are you talking about? Chuck, see you in a couple. Coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we've got the governor's comments on working with judges and his comments about the Maryland flag. 8:37 this morning, Pat Dyer, he's a Republican County executive candidate. And there's lots to talk about, find out about Pat, as, again, it's the Democrats have been dominating this cycle so far, so we'll hear from Pat as well. And much, much more to come here on Casey and Company. All you have to do is stay right where you are. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com, or you can text the show, as many people already have as well. Brian says, I'm sure I'm not the only one who thought this, but maybe you mentioned something earlier, but as soon as I heard about Savannah Guthrie's mother, I wondered if an illegal alien was involved. You know, it's possible. We don't know yet. I would just think right now they're asking for cryptocurrency or Bitcoin as ransom. I don't know how plugged in that population is to that, but we'll have to wait and see. And Doug says, in eastern Baltimore County, the plow trucks were lined up on the side of the roads full of salt at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday before the snowstorm. It didn't start snowing in the area until after midnight. Apparently, they just give the keys to anybody that can drive, because the way a lot were plowed was disgraceful. No thinking, apparently, was required. Terrible management of the storm. Yeah, that... I can get you in a lot of trouble as an elected official. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income in retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here's Pumpty Johnson.
And heavy traffic, and about maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most here, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're moving traffic on 95 and 895, but we are backed up. 95 is backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 895 is backed up around the Erdman Avenue ramp. A little slowing again today at the interchange at 95 and Russell Street at 395. Most of the backup on the Beltway is the normal delay. The inner loop is still hurting through Towson over towards Lock Raven Boulevard. We had two different wrecks in that area earlier. The pace is a little better, but still slow from York Road and from Charles Street as you're working your way over towards Paring Parkway and eventually into heavy traffic again over towards Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's shaping up to be a partly cloudy day today. Mid-30s tonight, partly cloudy. Temps falling back into the upper teens. It's going to get cold again by the end of the week. Right now, 26 and cloudy in Glen Burnie. And it is 27 in Baltimore City. I just got a text from one of our listeners. Leah says, hello. There's an anti-ice walkout protest planned to take place at Pikesville High School Friday, February 6th at 11:30 in the morning. The parents have not been notified. You can see the flyer on the Instagram at Pikesville High Protest. Please inform the public, which I just did. Any student or teacher, any student walks out in protest from class on Friday should be suspended, and any teacher as well that leads this kind of thing. You're there to educate in the basic fundamentals, not to teach activism or embrace and espouse activism in school.
Not to mention it's a safety issue, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right, because especially with all the concern about school shooters and intruders and things of that nature, that it's very hard to keep any of that locked down, that's for sure. Take a phone call here. Alice is in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, Sean. So you were talking a while back about the nurses that are kind of thinking about not treating people who are Republicans or MAGA or whatever. And, you know, Reagan's birthday is coming up on Friday the 6th, and it makes me remember when I was 17, he was shot, and the bullet came very close to murdering him. And anyway, he was going into surgery. He looked up at the doctors and said, I hope none of you all are Democrats like this. And the doctor, I think, said something to the effect of, today, Mr. President, we are all Republicans. So just that thought came to my mind, as well as that I know for decades and decades.
That's a great example, because Reagan had humor even when his life was in jeopardy, and those doctors did the right thing, and I'm sure there were Democrats operating on them. But that was 40 years ago. And we have changed as a country, the divisiveness, the enmity, that people have for these law enforcement officials is off the charts. Alice, thanks so much for bringing that up. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Sure.
But the Trump derangement syndrome knows no bounds. Ted Lieu better lawyer up, because I think he's about to get a $1 billion lawsuit dropped on his head.
So why are Republicans so interested in Bill and Hillary Clinton? It's because they're trying to distract from the fact that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children. So I encourage your press to go look at these allegations.
There is nothing that I have read or seen in the Epstein files that has either one of those disturbing, horrific allegations. Not one. President Trump's already suing Trevor Noah. I would add Ted Lieu to that. Is just reckless and irresponsible. That is malice aforethought, and he should be held accountable for that. Then there's Jerry Nadler, who seems to be suggesting that it's okay to shoot at ICE agents.
What is really the major problem in this country today is the fascism in our streets. The attacks on American citizens by masked hoodlums. If you were attacked by a masked person, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person to protect yourself.
And so there it is. And he's not the only one. But again, this is your modern Democrat Party. They're not even Democrats anymore. They're Marxists. They're communists. Okay? There's nothing democratic about this party anymore. Nothing. As I said yesterday, for the Democrats, democracy has died. It's perished. It's gone from the face of the earth. Because the only hope that they have left to retain power is to do it by force. Or to obfuscate or confuse people or deceive them. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are there for you right now. Of course, it's been a rough winter so far. And you want to make sure you're opening up that BGE bill. And you're paying out the wazoo for your electric and gas. You want to make sure that your heating system isn't the cause of it. Now, obviously, use is going to be up because of the colder temperatures. But a lot of times, heating systems aren't operating at peak efficiency. Maybe your filter's clogged. Maybe there's a switch that's stuck somewhere. That's why I recommend you call Tim Kyle. They'll come out, schedule a maintenance check on your heating system. Do it today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. They're great at electrical wiring, as far as if you need anything electrical, interior, exterior, landscaping. And now they branched out to HVAC as well. That's Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Coming up next, the governor's disturbing comments on working with judges and what he said about the Maryland flag. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Demented, despicable words chosen by Vice President Vance describing remarks by Congressman Jerry Nadler. Vance says a New York Democrat is openly calling for people to shoot federal law enforcement. Quoting Nadler, if you were attacked by a masked gunman, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person. The House has passed a $1 trillion funding bill. It ends a partial government shutdown.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is in the hospital.
The 83-year-old McConnell was hospitalized Monday night for evaluation after experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend. a spokesperson said, in an abundance of caution.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The search for Nancy Guthrie goes on. The 84-year-old mother of NBC correspondent Savannah Guthrie was kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend.
I'm not saying there's blood inside that house or outside that house. What I'm saying is our team processed a scene like you would think of any crime scene. We go in and we process it. We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos, investigators now reviewing a reported ransom note demanding big money. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures up 106 points, NASDAQ futures down 39 points. The S&P futures better by 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels, primarily southbound, are still looking at 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, but not too much. Everything's moving, but it's just slow, both on 895 and 95 southbound. 95 through the city at Camden Yards is fine. Again, today, the Sky Ramp, a little bit slow. Heavy traffic there coming off of 95 north and into 395 and up towards the convention center and up to Camden Yards. Beltway now has gone back to pretty much all the normal delays on the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side. There's a new wreck from Baltimore County. It was in a lane on Wilkins Avenue just outside the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Pikesville and 27 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent snow. And the MTA is commemorating the birthday of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks with free rides today. Transit Equity Day is observed on February 4th to honor Parks, who was arrested in 1955 after refusing to give up her seat on a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Her arrest sparked legal challenges that led to the 1956 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that segregation on public buses was unconstitutional. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 325, the Pick 4 8973. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So, new Ravens hire Joe Lombardi as a senior offensive assistant on Jesse Minter's staff brings an interesting story to Baltimore for a variety of reasons, not the least of which, of course, is his name.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name.
But there's more to the story of the grandson of the Hall of Fame football icon, including his military service.
I graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1994 and got stationed just south of here in Dayton, Ohio at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And it's kind of in a white-collar type military service. I worked on the F-22 program when it was still in development.
And he'll fit right in here in Baltimore. Not only did Lombardi play tight end in college, he was also a lacrosse player as well. Baseball news, Framber Valdez still out there. The Birds reportedly with a three-year, $90 million offer on the table. But Valdez also on the radar of the Giants, Padres, Mets, Tigers, and Braves. Pitchers and catchers, of course, reporting in about a week. On the ice last night, Caps were in Philly on the back end of 2-2, taking on the Flyers. Philly had a wild power play, tied at 2 with 5 minutes to play.
Across for Brink. Brink the shot. Save, rebound. Oh, it didn't go. As Konechny fired. It may have gone off the outside of the post. Here's Zegers back. Drysdale leans into one.
Quite a spectacle up in Philly. Jim Jackson had the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Jamie Drysdale with the game winner past a sprawling Clay Stevenson went top shelf. Flyers would go on to win it 4-2 in Philly. And finally, you can always count on the Wizards. Crushed last night by the Knickerbockers in D.C. 132-101. Seven Knickerbockers were in double digits as D.C.'s record falls to 13-36. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's Tom Brady rooting for on Sunday? And that is Time on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Hour number three here on Casey and Company. It's been a busy couple of weeks for the Baltimore County Executives race, Baltimore County Council. It's been dominated by the Democrats, but now we have a Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Patrick is owns a financial services company, lifelong resident of Baltimore County and Timonium. Patrick, welcome to the show.
John, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, it is our pleasure. Let's get it right out of the box here, Pat. The Trust Act was just passed this week by the county council, expected to be signed by the county executive, and that is basically banning cooperation with ICE agents here in the in Baltimore County. What are your thoughts on that?
John, I think we really need to stop putting barriers in the way of law enforcement. That is a bad bill, limiting law enforcement's ability to help identify illegals, and that should not be in our community. And I actually commend the Republicans that voted the way they did on this bill, saying no to this bill, saying no to both.
Yeah, and both Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones, and Pat Young, all running for county executive, the office you seek, all voted in favor of it. Would you sign this bill if it got to your desk?
No. None of us are anti-immigrant, Sean. All we're saying is if you want to come to this country, come here legally and comply with our laws. You know, I'm a firm believer that diversity is our strength. If you don't like the laws, take it up with your congressional representatives. That's where it should be taken. That's where it should be handled. That's their job. The law enforcement, I solidly support all law enforcement. I have tremendous amounts of respect for them. But really, the argument should be with the congressional representatives to handle this.
You know, there's always been a pay-to-play cloud hanging over the head of the county executive, and now we have this self-dealing with the two bills, one the charter amendment, and the other one where Republicans and Democrats voted themselves salary increases and pension increases that would take effect once they leave office. You know, what is your reaction to both Republicans and Democrats, Patrick, with a little bit of, I think it's a betrayal of public trust. Would you agree?
Totally agree. You know, in terms of bad deals for the citizens and taxpayers of Baltimore County, this one's a whopper. This on paper pretty much laid it out very clearly. You know, when you think about the numbers, that each representative's district is going to decrease. However, their salary is going to double, and then we're saddled with a pension as well. So we got to think about the future. We got to think about our kids. That's why I'm running, Sean. I'm running for not only my children, but for everyone's children. And to saddle future generations with these pensions is unconscionable. It should never happen.
Pat, we've seen crime on the increase in the Towson district, Essex, Middle River, other parts of the county. And I know you said public safety is your number one priority. What would you do to reprioritize public safety and make these areas safe again?
Well, number one on my agenda is public safety. I think the job of the county executive is to keep our citizens, to protect our citizens and keep them safe. I think the main responsibility of the county executive is provide for the safety of all the citizens. We have a right, the citizens have a right to walk the streets, enjoy their lives safely. So, like I said, police and public safety will be my funding priority. There's no doubt about it. We have, I believe, 345 vacant positions within the department. We're 400 officers short of the ideal level we need of 2,600. So I'm going to do everything I can to come up with creative ideas to make sure that department's fully staffed. They're going to have the equipment. They're going to have my backing. They're going to have everything they need to do the job as effectively as they can. Like I said, the way I was raised, I have tremendous amount of respect for law enforcement and the job that they do. They have a tough job. And different laws that we're putting in place that was just recently passed, it's just going to make their job a lot tougher.
All right, more with Patrick Dyer, Republican candidate for county executive in just a moment. Pat, hold that thought. We're going to pause for traffic, weather on the threes with the update now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is slowing Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Don't see anything on the roadway there, just heavy traffic. A lot of areas on the Beltway now, fighting the bright sunshine. The traffic here on the inner loop at Bel Air Road, the sun is right on the windshield from there over towards 95. The outer loop is crawling from Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. And we're still about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. We'll continue with that. There is some leftover backing. There's just the usual delay towards Annapolis coming down from Millersville. The heavy traffic right there at the split at I-97 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds giving way to sunshine later on today. Mid-30s for the high tonight. Partly cloudy. Temps back in the upper teens right now. Partly cloudy. 29 in Pasadena. Is 26 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline is Patrick Dyer. He's a local businessman, lifelong Baltimore County resident, running for Baltimore County executive as a Republican. You're a businessman, Patrick, and recently we found that Maryland is now the second worst state in the nation to start a business, and Baltimore County has its own unique challenges. So how would you improve the business environment for businesses in Baltimore County?
Sean, I have a, like you just mentioned, I have a background in business. we got an MBA from the University of Baltimore. So I've been a businessman, and I know what it takes to effectively run a business. And one thing that I will be is completely transparent with all the county residents. We need to bring business and opportunity back into the county, and there's so much potential that this county has. I firmly believe it's the best county in Maryland, could be the best place to live on the East Coast. So we have a jewel here that I don't believe is being developed properly. And so I'm at a point in my life where I believe I can get involved with public service, and I can bring significant assets and experience to the role of county executive. I have, I was born in Baltimore County. I was born and raised here. My family's here. My business is here, and my heart is here. My wife and I, we're raising our four children here, and we want a county that provides opportunities so our children stay close to home. So many kids, when they graduate from school, Sean, they look for other opportunities elsewhere, but they should stay right here. This has been a wonderful county, and it should provide so many opportunities for everybody. And that's what, I think that's what every parent hopes for. So I'm doing this not only for my children, but I'm doing this for all our children. But we need change. We need to move on from the backroom deals and the wasteful spending. So we need to create a good environment for business to come to, and that's safety, schools, transparency. We need all those three operating as best as we can so that businesses will consider coming to Baltimore County and will set up a business. So many people are looking to move across the line in Pennsylvania. They're looking to move elsewhere to establish residence, and it should be right here. We're losing people.
Yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned schools and mentioned children. We've watched now as Baltimore County Public Schools have been underperforming. They have a lot of money in their budget. Nobody really can tell what's going on there because the Inspector General couldn't access the records for Baltimore County Public Schools. So how would you monitor and improve education in Baltimore County?
Well, we need an Inspector General to oversee the budget. That's half the budget of the county goes into our school systems. There's no real accountability. We need someone objectively to look at the spending that goes on within the school system and say, hey, this shouldn't happen. This should not happen. All our resources, majority of our resources should be directed towards the children. That's where it should go. I will do everything in my power to see that equation gets turned so that the money is directed towards the children and their needs versus personnel and bureaucracy. That's what I firmly believe, because we do have so many talented kids, but we need to make sure it's important that we educate them, we prepare them for their future, and we do everything in our power to make sure that they're trained, they're educated, and that we set them up for a successful life, and they can return, they can stay in Baltimore County.
Speaking of staying in Baltimore County, as county executive, you inherit this housing decree and settlement, and there's a lot of focus on affordable housing. What are your thoughts on the proposed Lutherville station?
Sean, it's got to be done. It's got to be done properly. If you travel up and down the York Road corridor, it's jam-packed. It's jam-packed in the evenings. It's jam-packed all the time. We need to properly make sure that the infrastructure is in place before that project hits that project opens up. Our school systems are overcrowded. We don't really, in my opinion, we just need to make sure it's done properly in terms of the residents, in terms of making sure that the existing residents of this area, of the Lutherville area, their concerns are heard, and that it's done, like I said, it's done properly, and I don't believe at this time the infrastructure is there to support that full Lutherville station.
All right, Pat, thanks so much. Your website or Facebook, or how do people follow your campaign, donate, volunteer, etc.? What are your socials?
Sean, friendsofpatdyer.com. friendswithpatdyer.com. I appreciate it. And I'm asking listeners, friends, to make an investment in Baltimore County. And this investment will be for transparency, safety, schools. So we'll make sure that you, your concerns are heard. So that's where you can go. And I appreciate it.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the near future, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Patrick Dyer, he's a Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive, and, of course, a lot of Democrats running, but he's the only Republican. I'm sorry, there's another Republican running, but he's one of two, I think, the only ones that are running right now. So there are some choices this year. You get to know the candidates and make your choices known. It's coming up on 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up after the traffic break, we'll do our, again, America 250 celebration. At 8:37, the governor has made comments on working with judges when it comes to redistricting, which has caused a lot of concern, pushback from Republicans and others. So we'll talk, take a look at that. And his comments about the Maryland flag have also raised a bit of controversy, meaning that it has something to do with, you know, the Crossland Arms, you know, a symbol in our Maryland flag, which was adopted by the Confederacy. But he's got his history all wrong, as usual. Again, he's not done much research on that, that's for sure. And also the latest on, will Bill Ferguson succumb to the pressure of the redistricting plan, which passed out of the House? Will it die in the Senate, or will can it somehow make its way to the Senate floor? We'll take a look at that and much, much more. 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a broken down vehicle on the inner loop just above the ramp area from I-70 Security Boulevard. Tight squeeze right at the end of that ramp. And the inner loop is kind of looking at it just a bit, but it's only backed up to the bridge at I-70. The west side is still slow coming down from 795 through that area. And we've seen some inner loop slowing through Pikesville. That's been hanging around for a while, and the backup is still there. And at one point, the ramp onto Greenspring was backed up onto the main line of the Beltway. It's a little better now, and even the Beltway itself has improved. The Parkville side has been very slow on the outer loop, and the inner loop continues to fight the bright sunshine from Hartford Road all the way over towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Clouds will give way to sunshine. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, temps back into the upper teens. It is well, it's kind of cold right now, but not as bitterly cold as it has been over the last several weeks. Right now, sunny, 29 in Glen Burnie, and it is 33 in Ocean City. Time for America's 250th birthday celebration from the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. right. It is brought to you by, if you ever dreamed of the Smile Design Center, if you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day in 1789, George Washington of Virginia, the commander of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War, was elected the first president of the United States by all 69 presidential electors who cast votes. John Adams of Massachusetts was elected vice president. 4 years later, 1792, George Washington was unanimously elected to a second term as U.S. president, a vote of the Electoral College. And in all likelihood, because there was no prohibition on a third term or fourth term then, he could have probably been almost president for life, as long as he wanted. But he knew the trappings of the office. He knew what they fought the Revolutionary War over. No kings, no tyrants. That's why he has decided to leave. And he warned about a number of things in his farewell address, one of the best you'll ever read. 1861, the 25-year period of conflict known as the Apache Wars began at Apache Pass, Arizona, with the arrest of American Indian leader Cochise for raiding a ranch. Cochise escaped his U.S. Army captors and then declared war. 1945, the U.S. Army liberated the Santo Tomas internment camp in the Philippines from Japanese command. Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin, the Big Three, meet at Yalta to then discuss the unconditional surrender terms for Germany. It was on this day in 1974, urban guerrillas calling themselves the Symbionese Liberation Army abducted Patty Hearst, the 19-year-old daughter of publisher Randolph Hearst, from her apartment in Berkeley, California. Hearst was arrested as a fugitive in September of 1975. She said she had been forced to join her captors and was charged with participating in bank robberies. Sad note, 1983, a voice of an angel was silenced. Singer Karen Carpenter died after battling anorexia nervosa for years. The condition weakened her heart, and she died of heart failure. Her brother, Richard, end up marrying a Baltimore girl. Little side note trivia there for you. It was on this day, 1997, a jury in a civil trial in Santa Monica found O.J. Simpson liable in the killings of his former wife and friend. He was ordered to pay $33.5 million to the families. And then finally, 2004, Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook from his Harvard College dorm room. Immediately, it would grow to some 2 billion users. And that's a look at our America 250 birthday update.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Let's squeeze a phone call here quickly. Robin Towson, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean. I got a good campaign slogan for Mr. Dyer there.
Okay.
We're in dire need of Patrick.
There you go. I think he would like that.
And I tell you the reason why, because if you never see that woman, whatever her name is, I can't think of her name. But
Kathy Stolfmeier.
Is that her name?
It's Kathy Klassmeier, but we call her Stealthmeier.
Yeah, she's mostly full of whiskey with her dress up over her head.
Rob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that little comedic moment there. All right, coming up next, the governor causing some controversy over his comment about meeting with judges and the Maryland flag. Stick with us there, and a little bit later on, will Bill Ferguson somehow kill the Senate, the redistricting bill heading over to the Senate now, or will it? Does it still have legs? That's the big question. 8:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Public schools across the Baltimore area are opening on time today, but school systems in other parts of the state will be opening on a delay. Schools in Caroline, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties will start 2 hours late, while schools in Queen Anne's County will open on a 90-minute delay. Officials urge students and drivers to use caution with some roadways and sidewalks remaining icy due to the recent snow.
And no injuries are reported following a Tuesday evening fire at a private school in Pikesville. According to a social media post from the Baltimore County Fire Department, crews were called to the school on Sudbrook Lane at around 6:30 p.m. for a report of fire on the roof and heavy smoke in the building. The fire department determined it was a gas-fed fire involving a rooftop HVAC unit, and the gas was shut off so crews could extinguish the fire. There's no word on the extent of damage to the building. And a Frederick man has been sentenced on federal firearm charges. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, Jonathan Barkus received a sentence of 54 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to trafficking multiple firearms and unlawful possession of a machine gun. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and ATF began investigating a channel on the Telegram app that advertised the sale of firearms and machine gun conversion devices. Investigators tracked a package to Barkus, and a search warrant led to the guns and devices, ammunition, items used for manufacturing ghost guns, and more than $21,000 cash. And a Maryland lead paint inspector and operator of Green Environmental LLC has been handed a 5-year suspended sentence for falsifying lead certifications. In October, Rodney Barkley pleaded guilty to 4 counts of submitting falsified lead paint risk certificates and 1 count of operating a radiation machine without a license. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of vehicles are still stopped here on the ramp. It looks like from Security Boulevard onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Right there at that point, you have to make a quick merge to get over into the right-hand lane of the main lot of the Beltway. So it's backing up the ramp a little bit. They're in a bad spot there in the shade off to the right-hand side. Everybody on the Beltway is still slow on the outer loop coming down from Pikesville. The inner loop through Pikesville towards the JFX. The Parkville side still slow with some of the inner loop traffic still fighting the bright sunshine. Even the JFX is running slow as that area moves in from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Getting a little better now towards Northern Parkway, but your speeds are still down as you're moving south through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Do be prepared for some slick spots to start. After that, clouds quickly give way to sun with highs ending up in the mid-30s. We are looking at a partly cloudy night ahead of us and a cold one with lows falling back into the teens again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, yes, it is true that the Ravens' new senior offensive assistant, Joe Lombardi, fired by the Broncos after the playoffs, hired by Baltimore officially yesterday, was indeed a lacrosse player in college as well as a football player.
Yeah, I went out for lacrosse and ended up making the team as a senior. And my stick skills had eroded. I wasn't very good, but yeah. They let me run out there and play defense. Yeah.
Lombardi had played in high school but concentrated on football. After his acceptance to the Air Force Academy, Lombardi will assist new Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle and his experience himself as an OC and a play caller. This is a good hire for the Ravens. Meanwhile, the one that got away from Baltimore 3 years ago, Mike McDonald, was at the mic in San Francisco yesterday, the Seahawks head coach crediting John Harbaugh for much of his success.
I don't think it's possible to overstate his influence on me. I love John Harbaugh. He's one of my biggest mentors.
McDonald's defense in 2023 led the league in sacks and propelled him to the Seahawks job in the first place. And on that note, could Tom Brady possibly be jealous of Drake May for taking the Patriots to the Super Bowl? This from the Greg Hill Show on WEEI Boston yesterday.
Do you believe Tom Brady is somewhat jealous of Drake May and or the Patriots' success this season? It's early, but 59% yes.
This is preposterous that Tom Brady would in any way be, for what he's accomplished in the NFL and in life in general, be jealous of Drake May. Baseball news with pitchers and catchers reporting in about a week. Attention turns to a crowded Orioles outfield now, bolstered by the hope for healthy return of Tyler O'Neill and the offseason addition of Taylor Ward. Where does that leave the young Dylan Beavers, who was asked what he needs to improve upon in order to solidify a spot for him on the roster?
I definitely want to continue to get stronger, hit the ball harder, do some more damage in the gaps, and then handle left-hand pitching. That's kind of something I've worked a ton on this offseason.
And the pitchers and catchers report in about a week. One NBA note from last night, the preordained Rookie of the Year, Cooper Flagg, with another tremendous performance at home against the Celtics. 36 points in 37 minutes, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. But the Mavs are not a good team, and they fall to Boston 110-100. Birthdays today, one of the greatest linebackers in NFL history, Lawrence Taylor, turned 67 today. Boxing superstar Oscar De La Hoya is 53. On this day in baseball history, in 1991, the board of directors at the Baseball Hall of Fame vote 12-0 to bar Pete Rose from the hall due to his betting on games while manager of the Reds. The time now is 8:37 when we return an unusual request for a Major League clubhouse.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
So, Sean, this one comes from Chicago, the South Side, to be specific, where the White Sox play. And that's where the Japanese pitcher Munetaka Murakami has been signed in the offseason, one of the big additions. He had one request when arriving in Chicago. Do you have any idea what a Japanese pitcher would request for the clubhouse in Chicago?
I'm either guessing deep dish or ribs.
Okay. Neither one. They're both good guesses, yeah, but neither one is correct. Okay. I would have guessed sushi.
All right.
Okay, because, you know, the thing.
Chicago's known for its sushi.
Well, no, but the Japanese player wants sushi because that's what he's used to in Japan. Okay,
I
got that?
I get it, yeah.
So what was the request?
I don't know.
It was a bidet.
What?
He wants a bidet.
What?
Because they're called washlets in Japan, uh-huh, the Japanese word. Yeah. 80% of homes in Japan have them.
Is that right?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
High-tech integrated toilets often include heated seats, as I'm sure you know, because you have one in your home.
Hey, man, there's
water sprays.
They have these things now called dude wipes. You may want to check them out.
I have checked them out, actually. In fact, we talked about it on this show.
Yes, we did.
We did. Anyway, so the White Sox are going to install a bidet into their clubhouse in Chicago. I don't know if they're doing it in spring training or not. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know. But the more Murakami guy gets a bidet.
Yeah. Apparently they're going to take a day bidet.
Mm-hmm. It's it's news you need to know here on Talk Radio 680.
Thank you, Gary.
WCBM.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Never to say that you cover everything in sports.
Everything that moves.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here. And the governor has made some comments recently, again, on his redistricting bill, which he's trying to ram through the general insane asylum. Here's what he told an interviewer at MS Now regarding, and listen to the reference there about working with judges.
Well, first, to be clear, it's always the right time to fight for democracy. And it's always the right time to fight for your people, particularly when you are watching them so under attack. And throughout this entire process, throughout the governor's redistricting advisory commission, throughout the work that that the speaker has led throughout the House, we have been working with lawyers and working with judges.
Working with judges, that would be an ex parte no-no. You're not supposed to be working with the judges while you've got a redistricting plan that may become before those judges. We don't know what judges he talked with, whether they were retired judges or active judges, and that there's a lot of pushback now by the Republicans on this. And Ferguson was asked about this just yesterday.
Certainly, not to my knowledge, were there any judges and lawyers involved. Certainly, there were no requests to ask the State Board of Elections or local boards of elections the impacts of something that would throw into the timeline of this 26 election cycle into chaos. There was no discussion about a constitutional amendment that was incorporated within this bill.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Old Governor Tax and Spend More may have stepped in it on that one, but then, in an interview, he made some comments that were dissing the Maryland state flag.
You can't look at the history of Maryland. I mean, literally, you look at our flag. Our flag is a contradiction, because our flag is literally a Confederate symbol mixed with a Union symbol. Like, Maryland is the northernmost southern state in this country. The bloodiest battles of the Civil War were fought in the state of Maryland. And despite that, I stand here as the governor of that same state.
So again, I don't know if he actually is a student of history or studied history or knows anything about Maryland history. After all, he's one of the world's most renowned experts on Islamic terrorism. We know that from his paper that he wrote while he was at Oxford. Remember that? But the Crossland Arms is what he's referencing to. The red and white quarter it was actually incorporated during the Civil War by Marylanders who sympathized with the Confederacy. However, there's a big however here. There's a big but. The flag's design originated from the Calvert family coat of arms adopted in the 1600s. That's kind of a little bit before the Civil War, Governor. And was officially adopted as the state flag in Maryland in 1904. That's after the Civil War. And you know why it was adopted in 1904? Because it was a symbol of reconciliation between the Union and Confederate factions. So while the red and white design was co-opted by Confederate soldiers from Maryland, the flag itself was not created to represent the Confederacy. Governor Moore, you are wrong, sir. And, again, that is just learn your history before you get out there and start spewing what you think to be our facts on the national television shows. Whew. I mean, there should be a little fact checker. He ought to hire, forget about that. What's the guy that, the protective officer that he hired that was supposed to look into all the audits I can't remember what he called him, but it was some kind of protective officer. That dude should follow Wes Moore around and fact check him in real time. And maybe we wouldn't have as many embarrassing moments. 8:43 traffic weather on the streets. Speaking of embarrassing moments, I would like to be a fly on the wall in the Valentine's Day arrangements at Waffle House between Barry and Debbie White.
Thank you so much.
Cortez Boulevard, Brooksville, Florida, folks.
You know, I'm going to find somewhere to get you off the Google. You're looking around too much. None of your damn business what goes on.
I get tips.
We get tips.
We get.
That's where you're going to be working for tips. You can miss them. They ought to get the guy from Fantasy Island, the little guy.
The plane!
Yeah, and they go walk around and go, D-line! D-line! there's a truck broken down here. I don't know if this, I can't tell. I thought this was a tanker truck at first. I thought he can't be on here. This is 895 southbound. He's sitting against the Jersey wall, the snow wall, the snowcrete on the right side at O'Donnell Street. Just sitting there. Don't know if he's broken down, but he's in a bad spot. And they're looking at it. So anybody coming south on 895 from Urban Avenue, just stay over to the left-hand lane. I'm sure they're going to have to figure out some way to get this thing out of here. I don't think it's a tanker truck, though, because he wouldn't be allowed to go through the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 next door, we can still see that backup at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which is just the normal stuff through there. And then all the interchanges there, 95 Russell Street, 395, a lot of that is still slow. There's laid backing on the Beltway on the west side, on the Interloop through Pikesville, and on the Parkville side as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We got some clouds giving way to sunshine today. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Temperatures falling back into the upper teens. Right now it's, we got some sunshine here this morning, and it feels warmer than it has. Let's put it that way. Right now it's sunny and 29 in Severn, 28 in Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by... pregnant pause there. A teacher in Michigan, now a Guinness World Record holder. 90-year-old Beverly Hannett Price teaches English at Detroit Country Day School just outside the city. They held a surprise assembly for her on Monday. And the big announcement, along with former co-workers, former students in Beverly, she has now been recognized. Remember, she's 90. The longest running female teacher in history, 67 years.
Students, faculty, and invited guests, I am thrilled to announce Mrs. Hannett Price has earned a place in the Guinness Book of World Records.
She was awarded the Guinness Book of World Records award for the longest serving female teacher in English language. We couldn't be more proud of Beverly.
At 67 years, she was 3 years beyond the current world record holder.
The most incredible surprise of my 90 years. I had my whole family there. I had my whole school family. I had one of my best friends.
That's great. 67 years teaching. God bless her. God love her. Of course, Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
So as you know, the governor's redistricting bill, which was not transparent, well, not bipartisan, was rammed through the House, earlier in the last Friday, and we talked about it on Monday. Now it goes over to the Senate. And the big question is, what happens in the Senate? Bill Ferguson, not a fan of the bill. He thinks they're going to lose seats, not gain seats. Eventually, if they pass this in the Senate, the governor signs it, it's going to go to court. Last time that happened, because the redistricting bill crossed the Chesapeake, it was struck down as unconstitutional. This one does the exact same thing. Actually, it's actually even a little worse than the last one. That part of it is what Ferguson's worried about. But the big question is, a lot of pressure being brought to bear by the governor, by Speaker Pena Melnick, said she's had a conversation with Ferguson, believe he's listening to her, but she's yet to provide specifics on those talks as other states continue mid-cycle redistricting. And Mackenzie Frost caught up with the Senate president yesterday to ask about this pressure.
Given the pressure, though, that we continue to see from the House, the governor's office, Democrats across the board, why not just put it up on the floor for a vote to put this to bed?
Look, at the end of the day, this Sunday I was at the Federal Hill South chili cook-off, right? There were 200 people out for a chili cook-off. I had one person bring up redistricting as being concerned, and about 25 say, that's a really bad idea. Thank you for not focusing time on it. That's what the Senate is going to be focused on, is the things that that our constituents are talking about, which is their concern about prices, their ability to live in Maryland without being priced out. That's what our obligation is right now, and that's where we're going to spend our time.
Yeah, so, but here's the question, though, because, you know, I remember we talked to Mackenzie last Thursday. She said that the bill will get tabled. It'll go into a committee chair's desk, and it just it gets tabled. They put it in the drawer, and they forget about it. And the question then arises, is that the only fate of the bill? And I looked it up. I did my own research on this. The Maryland State Constitution says that in order for a bill to become law, each house has to have three readings. All right? It's already had the three readings in the House, passed, goes over to the Senate. So there's got to be three readings in the Senate, and that's required under the Maryland State Constitution. But the question, how does that happen if Bill Ferguson doesn't want it to happen? Well, there is a process for that. And the I think it's article in the state constitution. I think it's article 19. So each house shall be the judge of the qualifications of elections, blah, 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 determines the rules of its own proceedings. So right now the rules are you can't make it to the Senate floor, but if enough senators vote to change the rules, then they can, as long as each senator gets a copy of the bill from the House, it doesn't need to go to committee. It doesn't need to be voted out of committee. So there is a path for this bill. Now, the question is, will those who are loyal to Senator Ferguson vote not to change the rules, or will they succumb to the pressure and vote to change rules and give it a Senate floor vote? Either way, it's an interesting debate, but one that if it does for somehow miraculously pass in the Senate and the governor signs it, I think it gets struck down in the courts. But just wanted to get you caught up to date on that. Coming up next, Chuck Schumer's basically threatening, once again, to shut down the government over the SAVE Act. We'll explain what's at work there here on Casey and Company.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the Clintons have caved to James Comer. They've agreed to publicly testify this month in the Epstein files investigation. Hillary, I think, goes first, and then it's Sick Willie. So, going to be interesting to see what happens there, if anything. I don't think anything's going to happen to the Clintons. Nothing ever does. Things won't happen to the Clintons. They won't happen to the Obamas. It won't happen to any of them. We'll see what happens. But it is going to be interesting if they just go there and take the fifth. That would be fascinating. 8:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Speaking of taking fifths, Chuck Whitaker has been known to nurse one here and there.
If you wait about 4 minutes, you'll see it. The broken down vehicle on the inner loop right at the ramp, that's Security Boulevard, gone. Broken down vehicle southbound 895, the truck in the right lane at O'Donnell Street, gone. So both of those are out of the way now, and we're trying to improve a little bit. The Beltway is really still slow from 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring improving. The Parkville side is still slow coming through Hartford Road and around to Providence Road, and there's still leftover slowing at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're still in that area for about 7 to maybe 10 minutes, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority says clouds today, giving way into sunshine later on, mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy temps in the upper teens right now. Lots of sunshine, 29 in the city, and it is 30 in Annapolis. 8:54, 6 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Casey and Company. As we wind things down, the modern American left has an ugly habit of reaching for the biggest historical trauma it can find when it comes to shut down a debate. Slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, fascism, blah, blah, blah. Nothing is ever too grave or too blood-soaked to be repurposed as rhetorical, weapon to be used against the Republicans. Look, it's asinine. It's lazy. It's fundamentally corrosive, I think, to our republic, but that's exactly why they do it. The latest is the SAVE Act, This SAVE Act would basically, when President Trump says nationalize the vote, he's talking about the SAVE Act, where every voter in every state in a federal election would be required to present a voter ID. And that is something that is anathema to the Democrats like Chuck E. Schumer. Here is Chip Roy talking about the SAVE Act yesterday.
The only threat to elections are the people who are here who will steal our elections by voting without voter ID.
And we got IDs for everything. I mean, you know, we have in order to drive, in order to access federal buildings, in order to get on an airline, you need an ID. Banks sometimes require it. I remember I needed an ID when I went to go pick up my laptop at the Apple store the other day. Okay, I needed a repair, and they said, "Bring your ID." I'm going, for what? Just to prove, like, say, who I am to pick up my... So, again, this is ludicrous to think that this is racist. But there's Chuck D. Schumer actually comparing it to Jim Crow.
Nothing more than Jim Crow 2.0. If the SAVE Act were to become law, online registration, registration by mail, and registration drives would become a thing of the past.
The SAVE Act's purpose is straightforward. Require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Now, you can argue about the implementation or administrative burden, but going straight to voter suppression actually skips all the really important policy questions and replaces it with this moral accusation that you are trying to suppress the black and brown vote, which is ludicrous. The SAVE Act will not disenfranchise. I think, and we've seen this before in states with voter ID. Georgia's one of them. Kansas is one of them. When voter ID was enacted in those states, voter participation increased. It went up. But apparently, it doesn't go up in the illegal alien community. That's the problem for the Democrats. So keep an eye on the SAVE Act. I know Ana Paulina Luna was talking about going back to the standing filibuster. That's where you actually have to talk for umpteen hours in order to filibuster. Right now, it's just basically a faux filibuster. You just say, oh, we're filibustering, and then you need 60 votes. No, she's saying, let's go back to the standing filibuster, make the Democrats earn this one when it comes to the SAVE Act. And I would agree with her wholeheartedly, because I don't think Leader Thune is going to ditch the filibuster anytime soon. So there's been a lot of discussion about the Epstein files, and I really haven't done that much on it, only because we hear the same names over and over and over again. We know who they are, all right? But the most interesting thing to me that came out of the Epstein files is, as we delve into 3 million new files released by the DOJ last week, is that we learn in the files that Jeffrey Epstein was set to potentially cooperate with the feds in his sex trafficking case. To me, this was the bombshell revelation coming out of the Epstein, because it was known. His lawyers and prosecutors met 2 weeks, before he was allegedly committed suicide in a jail cell. 2 weeks prior, his lawyers met with prosecutors, and they were talking a deal, according to these emails. Says here, federal prosecutors met with lawyers for the twisted pedophile financier on July 29, 2019, when his camp, in very general terms, discussed the possibility of a resolution of the case and the possibility of the defendant's cooperation. So, what a guy that was considering cooperating with the feds to clear the air, would he actually go through with it and commit suicide? I don't think so. I think, and I, look, there's too many cameras that were turned off, guards fell asleep, angles of the cameras were not in position to properly catch an intruder into the cell or someone who may have snuck into the cell. I do not believe he committed suicide. I believe he was killed in jail to silence him by the powerful and the elite. And there's another reason why, even I think it was his brother that said so, that he was in good spirits and he was looking forward to, you know, the cooperating. So that's, I think, the biggest bombshell out of the Epstein files. And that should, we'll see what if it comes to fruition or anything comes of it. All right, that's, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for America.